This is Podtacular episode 221, the Podtacular update for March 28th, 2010. Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your host, G. Lewis.
I'm Pokemon Trainer Brent.
Pokemon Trainer Male Brent, BTW.
Yes.
I think it's debatable. And I am Quality Jeverage.
Special guest.
Special guest.
From the past. Cheers. So, I'm not sure why I'm here, but here I am.
Because you're awesome.
Rock you like a hurricane.
It's because it's awesome. What games are you playing? Have you been playing any?
Oh, yeah.
Besides Pokemans?
Well, Pokemon. Sensibly.
I mean, who doesn't? Who's not playing that?
Apparently, Greg and Dustin.
That's the better question. Who's not?
I play it.
Well, do you play Pokemans?
Are you playing it currently?
No, not currently.
He's lying. He's really got it under.
Dang it, I can't involve my Pikachu to Raichu.
See? Exactly. You gotta get the...
You gotta get the Thunderstone.
You gotta get it.
But I'm on yellow version.
You still have to do that. You can't involve your Pikachu
on the yellow version.
Oh.
No. He won't do it. He won't accept it.
Not Ken has.
That's a good way to waste your money.
Anywho. We're doing a Podtacular Insight show today. Is that what you want to call
Podtacular
it?
Update. We're not sure what we're calling it quite yet. We're just going to use the old title, Podtacular Update.
We'll do it while we're recording. We'll tell you what it is. This is the Icon Has title show update.
Oh boy. We'll see how it turns out, I guess. But
anywho, I guess
we have the 5 or 6 different titles going around.
The reason why we're doing this is so we can reminisce about the great times of Podtacular during the Halo 2 days.
When I was around.
When none of us were hosts.
Yeah. For the most part.
I guess hosted on occasion, but none of us were. None of us were the actual hosts.
I didn't.
I did. I guess hosted everyone.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the week they recorded, or when I did it, when we recorded 4 episodes in one day, and now we record 1 episode in a day, and it takes the same amount of time.
I remember the first submission got read was in episode like 88 or something with the Halo PC CE show.
Oh, yours?
Yeah, that was my first submission that got read.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yay!
So.
I remember the first time they read mine, they made fun of my name.
Well, it is an interesting name.
And then you retell. I explained it on my next submission.
And then you remember what I said though. Weekly porridge.
Yeah, that's
which we will ask.
I'm sure we will. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
I'm gonna wax nostalgic.
I love waxing of any type.
Oh boy,
waxing is fun.
So this show is gonna be new in the rotation. We're kind of changing up. How we're doing the shows now. We're merging Customs and Creations and Collins and Tales from the Foxhole together into one show. And then all the random frags we get are going to be put in this show with the few extra things that we haven't come up yet and we'll probably just come up with as we go along.
Yeah, this will be the show that we will make decisions as we record.
This is the random, the host talk about whatever show.
Oh, man.
Some Halo included, a lot about Pokemans, a little bit about...
So basically, it's like every show.
So we've already been recording for 2 hours then.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Oh, the show's over. Thank you for tuning in.
I caught my Dodrio, everybody. It's over.
Yeah, we were scared there for a while, but he got it.
What level of the Dodrio was it?
20? It was a level 43 that I found on Mount Silver.
So, nice.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually had to use 10 Ultra Balls to catch it, which kind of sucks, because those are pretty expensive.
Why couldn't you just get a Diglett and then evolve him?
Because Diglett does not evolve into Dodrio.
Oh, who's
Doduo? Doduo evolves into Dodrio.
They're like ostriches with multiple heads.
Dodrio.
How do you remember that?
I didn't know that on the show. How could you not?
Oh my god. You just like opened up an entire area of my past that like in my mind.
Grant remembers himself with his bug-eyed glasses sitting in front of the dial TV.
I did. I had those huge like tortoise shell glasses, you know, round kind of Harry Potter style glasses and playing my Game Boy.
And then he started singing the song, and then he just froze and looked at the TV.
It's like, oh my god.
Then there's Pokemon Rap.
The Poke Rap was
Poke
cool.
Rap, yeah.
The original Pokemon theme song.
I knew one of them by heart. I don't remember by now.
How to catch a maw, Pokemon!
Oh my gosh. I remember when Burger King had those, and I used to go there.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I remember that. It's cool.
Dude, it was
I had one of those, like, one of those gold-coated cards that were really, like, there was just cheap plastic with, like, paper-thin
and then,
gold around it.
Yeah, it was, like, gold-plated that they put on, like, HDMI cables, like.
Exactly, yeah.
$100 at Best Buy, it's great.
It was the monster Pokemon card, really.
I had one that had a Togepi on it, I think. I'm pretty sure it had Togepi on it.
Which store was it that sold the Pokemon that actually had like the plastic Pokeballs and the Pokemon that you could put in there and throw the balls and they'd actually pop open?
That was Burger King, wasn't it?
I think that was Burger King. King.
Okay. Yeah.
I had
like 50. I had a whole bunch.
Did they have that many? I thought they only had like 12.
They had the full 150. No, I'm sure. I wish.
I just remember that, like, we would go there once a week and we'd buy 8 Happy Meals or whatever they're called. That'd be my food. That'd be my food for the week.
Oh man.
Anywho.
Be a sucky week.
Yeah. Supersize Me was actually me. That's actually me.
Yeah. Well, haven't seen
so anywho, we got Jevridge on this week. What you been doing there? What you been doing?
I've been just hanging out, you know. Not playing Halo.
Did you do anything in the gaming community at all? Anything at all?
No, not really. I'm still playing lots of games. I'm not really active in the community.
What's a recent game that's out that people should check out?
Mass Effect 2.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't like it that much.
You didn't like it?
No.
Let's get off that topic then.
Why? No, we need to get on this topic immediately.
No, I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it.
Did I beat it? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't done the actual suicide mission yet. So
the only legitimate complaint that I have heard from that game is that the final boss was kind of wonky, and I agree with that in a way. It was kind of stupid.
I just think that it's missing a lot from the first game. Like the first game, I enjoyed. I thought. Till this day, Mass Effect 1 was the best game on the 360. I still think Mass Effect 1 is the best.
What's it missing?
I just think it's this, like, in my opinion, there's no strategery into it. You don't have to think at all. It's quoting
Mr. Strategery.
Strategy. Well, I mean, you're not thinking at all. Strategy.
Yeah, that's how he said it. That's how Mr. Bush said it. So I figured I'd quote him real quick.
So you heard it here first, guys. Mass Effect 2. Is lacking in strategery.
Yeah, I think it was more
straight from the horse's mouth.
I just I played as the soldier, so it was basically right. I didn't have to use any tech. I didn't use nothing. And I just basically it was too easy. I played on the highest difficulty, and it was just shooting everything, and it was too easy. I never came to a point where it was difficult at all.
Well, that's because you're MLG pro legit.
Oh, that's it.
There you go. Exactly.
I mean, it was never hard. I was a paragon, like, not even halfway through the game. All of the loyalty missions were easy as heck. Everybody was telling me they had problems with the loyalty missions. I kept everybody loyal so far, and I'm basically, the only thing I have to do is go through the relay, and then I'm going to do that thing, and then I'm going to beat the game, I guess. That's the only thing I have to do. But so far, it's just been easy, 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 easy.
Yeah, well, that's not really my concern. I've played games like more for the plot sort of thing. I don't really care about the challenge.
That's what I just say.
I said when it came out after I finished it, and I stand by this now, that it's the best game I've ever played.
Like, I don't really see the point of the elusive man being in it. Like, they could have just axed his kid. You don't see him enough. Like, he's not in it. I mean, you see him, like, at the start. It just maybe I just played it, you know, like, in a day. I just played it all too much. Like, I just played it too quickly. But maybe that's why, because, like, in the first Mass Effect, I was doing side missions, and now I just don't get him, and I can't find him, and I really don't like the resource thing.
Well, I think the elusive man was meant to kind of give the Cerberus organization a face, to, like, you know, he is the embodiment of Cerberus.
Yeah, like I don't really understand what Cerberus still is. I get it's a human resource group that's trying to, like, prolong humanity and make.
Well, it's basically pro-human. It's you know, but they're trying to advance human interests.
Yeah,
and if they were given the opportunity, they would advance it too far. You know, they would advance it to where they would overtake.
I guess I just had a better feeling when I was working for something that was, it seemed like it meant something, like you were working for the council and for humanity. Now it just seems like you're just working for yourself, even though you really are working for everybody. Cause,
you are. I mean, you're working for yourself. I mean, did you finish the game? You're given a choice. I mean, you basically tell the elusive man to either screw off or say, you know, all right, I'm with you. I'm with you here on this, you know. Humans,
no, I have not beat it yet. But, no. I mean, I have done everything before the suicide mission, so that's the only thing I got to do is go through the relay, and I'm done. But I
enjoy Mass Effect, not for the gameplay. The gameplay's all right. I mean, it's fun enough, but that's not the reason I love Mass Effect. I love Mass Effect because the universe is so fleshed out, and I really don't think that, you know, video games have very good, you know, sci-fi universes. I mean, we don't have much choice when it comes to sci-fi on video games these days.
It's Star Wars, Halo, and Mass Effect.
I know, but those are established franchises. If you look at Star Wars and what is it? What else did you
list? Halo? I don't know. I mean, what this podcast is.
There's Star Trek.
I'm talking like just straight up kind of sci-fi stuff. I don't. I consider Halo sci-fi in a way, but I don't consider it.
Halo is sci-fi, but I don't.
Like Eve, are you talking about?
I don't want to say it on this show, but I don't think Halo is a very good plot universe.
Oh, Stargate? I didn't even think about Stargate.
Well, a lot of these are franchises that didn't start with video games. I don't know that you would count them.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Star Trek, but like, has been around long before there were any video games on it.
In Mass Effect, it just feels like that everything's too small. Like, the only place that feels big at all is Omega. The Citadel feels really small. What is the Asari world that you had to see Leia?
Ilium felt pretty.
Ilium's
pretty small.
I mean, if you look, I mean, it's the area that you walk around in is small, but you go off into that vista, and that was one of my favorite scenes of the game, is you look out over Ilium and you see this huge, massive, you know, construct of just these civilization.
I wanted to go into it, and you can't, you know, and it's in every. Like level.
I mean, there's
is
only
very
so much
short.
You can do with a game. I mean,
very easy.
Basically, the difference is that it's a much more focused game. Where in Mass Effect 1, you had a lot more that you could do, but the open areas weren't as developed.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot more places you could go, but they were like barren planets sort of thing.
Like, remember when you could just in Mass Effect 1, where you could drop down to Mako, and then there was like you had to get. Some dude, some smuggler outside of his base, and then you had this huge base with like, it was like a side mission. When he had turrets outside, and you had to blow all them up, and then you had to blow up like worms on the way. By the way, and then you had to go in and storm the base. There was nothing like that in this one,
right? Because in Mass Effect 1 they could do that, but all of the like the geometry and the buildings and how they were designed was sort of the same.
It was identical. Yeah, every single base was identical.
There's less actual content, but it's all much better designed.
They just recycle content.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, I just enjoyed it. I could play a game. Like, I really enjoy Oblivion, even though the dungeons are all the same thing.
I don't think I'm rational about Oblivion. I hate Oblivion and Fallout 3 with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns.
I hate Fallout 3.
I enjoy Fallout 3. Fallout 3 is not fun, I don't think. But
I enjoy
Oblivion.
It. But that's just me, I guess.
Anywho.
Next thing I like about Mass Effect.
I think I'm alone in that one.
So what other games?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask Jeff, is another game that we should check out that we could argue about?
Oh, I'm playing stuff all the time. And I have a PS3 as well. Should I say that on this show? I don't know how that's going to go.
I've got a PS3.
Okay. I got one, so.
Okay, good. All right. I wasn't sure what the editing
The only game I really play on there is Little Big Planet, but I don't really play anything. I want to get
Little Big Planet's great. Uncharted 2 came out last year, and I love that game.
Oh, I love that game. It's pretty cool.
I bought it, and I should not have, because that was way too easy.
I rented it.
See, I think you're a different kind of gamer than we are. I don't give a flying crap if a game is easy or not.
I know that I did not.
Like, I love, like,
Uncharted 2 was like, easy, but in a way, I kind of enjoyed the fact that it was a little bit easy. I mean, I didn't feel like I was just breezing through it, but I don't like having to start a game like Uncharted 2. I don't like having to replay the same area over and over and over again.
Did you ever see,
sorry.
Go ahead.
No, there was a movie that came out recently with Nicolas Cage, and it was about, like, all this weird crap was going on, the Mayan calendar and whatnot, and then all of a sudden aliens came at the end.
Next.
Knowing.
I mean, Uncharted 2 felt like that when they show up to the whatever world with all the blue monkey things running around. I was like, what in the world? This is stupid.
Shambhala was cool.
They did the same sort of thing in the first Uncharted, where all of a sudden, like, they had zombies and stuff. And
yeah.
I think if you had played the first one, like, you'd sort of more understand that there was supernatural.
Yeah.
Stuff going on. I think if you only played the second one and you didn't know, then you would be totally blindsided by that.
I
think it's kind of
like,
the Indiana Jones style thing where, you know, Indy's like, no, this supernatural stuff is crazy. You're just crazy. We're looking for artifacts. And then, like, at the end of the movie, like, the supernatural stuff does exist, but it's like, oh yeah.
But I mean, they did not have a UFO flying out of Shambhala.
Right. No. I mean, Shambhala was cool. I mean, obviously.
Oh yeah, no, I loved it.
I mean, I walked into Shambhala, I wasn't thinking about, oh, this is stupid. I was like, oh, man, this is, like, the best thing I've ever seen in a video game. Just, like, you look out over the Golden City, and you see all this, like, lush greenery, and I'm getting the shit beat out of me by these, you know, monkey things, but I'm just like, oh, man, this is awesome. Look.
More incendiary grenades. More, yeah. But I was trying to reference another game, and I forgot what game it was.
Avatar.
No. Mass Effect. Not Mass Effect. Assassin's Creed. In the did anybody beat it at the end?
I didn't play Assassin's
Creed. Which one?
Creed
the first one or the second one?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, I finished it.
Where the dude, like, all of a sudden has magical powers, and it's just like, what in the world? For real? Come on.
Yeah, the end of the first one and the end of the second one was even worse. The end of the second one was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem I had with. Well, I don't want to get into Mass Effect 2 spoilers, but. The end boss at the end of Mass Effect 2 is just really, really wonky. I mean, you don't expect it.
You told me to get Kane, and then I've been leveling up my Kane weapon. So,
you need to get two 200%. Shots?
Yeah, that's what you told me. I'm about 1 in 75, so I'm. About
you can beat it easily without it, but I just love the Kane so much. It's such an awesome weapon. I remember the first time I fired it, I thought it was just going to be like this little teeny laser beam, and I was actually I was fighting the Thresher Maw on T'Chanko to help Grunt gain his way into the clan, you know?
That was pretty easy, too.
So I was like, all right, this timer's going down, I got to survive this fight, so I'm probably not going to be able to kill this Thresher Maw because I'm firing at it and it's not going down. I'm gonna try to use this power weapon, just see what it does. So I pull out the cane, I charge that thing up, and I shoot it at it. It just goes down in one hit. I was like, oh, my God. Like this huge, like, mushroom cloud appears.
It's like the radioactive logo on the side of it didn't give it away. It's a hint as to what it might be.
I didn't know it would do that. I probably should have assumed it was a nuke when I saw the nuclear, the you know, radiation logo on it. But
yeah. I haven't shot it yet. I'm too scared because I want to keep it. I don't know what's coming up, and I'm going to keep it to the end. Because Brent just told me
I shot it once near the end of the game to test it, and that used up all the ammo, and I never found any more.
Oh, that sucks. So. I know. That does suck. You only get, like, two shots with it in the entire game.
Yeah. Just unless you start over, right? If you start over, can you keep your same character and everything? And all the,
You don't keep your weapons. You keep your equipment, I think. And your, like, alignment and your level.
Okay.
I don't think you keep your weapons.
Oh, that would be cool.
Did you guys play the new DLC they have for it that's free?
Yeah, I did.
Firewalker?
No, I have not.
That's available now. It's kind of in the vein of the Mako, except it doesn't suck. You're driving around a hovercraft that has a giant cannon on it, and you're going around on these fire levels, and there's one ice level, but you're going around these fire levels shooting Geth and collecting artifacts.
It's basically like it's a little 5-minute story.
No, I mean, it's longer.
Not 5 minutes. Five minutes. I didn't mean 5 minute. Five mission.
Right. It took me about, I guess, an hour, maybe.
Yeah, it took me about an hour.
Yeah.
And then, but it's free. I mean,
you'll get a level out of it.
Yeah.
So
probably. I was already at 30, but.
Yeah, if you're not at 30, you'll get a level out of it.
Anywho, you guys want to read the first submission here?
Oh yeah.
Dustin, since you've been talking, you want to read it?
Yeah, you need to go now.
Okay.
My vocal cords are dying.
Well, you guys are talking about games I don't have, so I thought I'd just let you guys ramble on. So we have one from Uber Leap Poner, but we're not going to read it because it ends with tons of Z's.
But you already mentioned him. You already gave him more credit than he deserves.
So. Well, we can still edit it, so.
Yeah. I think it's more hurtful if say we're not going to read it, but
next person.
Or we can just Uber. Go to the next person.
But
if you want to send us the same thing back for the next show without the Z's, we would love to read this.
Yeah, we'll read
it. I think we need to institute some, you know, tough love on the
band hammers to the submission.
It should be pretty obvious what we will and will not read. We're not going to read stuff that's outrageously ridiculous.
Like Brent Gamer is the best host ever.
No, well, to be fair, you guys brought me on, and I am absolutely ridiculous. So
you're about as ridiculous as we need to be. So
yeah, you're.
I am truly right outrageous.
You're the right.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
I'm crazy, man.
So we'll move on to the next person who has three different submissions. Pickle Chain Gun. Can you write
this?
Hey, who is that again?
Pickle Chain Gun.
That's cool. Yeah.
Someone you know, Brent?
No, it's just we were talking over while you were actually reading his name. So booty. I just wanted to make sure that his name came through on that.
I see. Yes. Pickle Chain Gun writes, hey, Potac, I don't have a 360, but I think that this podcast is uber Ponzor, so I made up a gamer tag. I play a lot of Halo 2 and have read so much of Halopedia that I noticed G. Lewis, international spelling error, is
intentional.
It's Glewis.
Intentional. Oh,
international.
Wow. International.
Yes. We used to call him Glewis.
No matter where you are in the world.
International spelling error.
All right.
On my part. It's really an epic fail at remembering canon.
Oh,
come on, Glewis.
Oh, I gotta pick it up.
This is Halo canon. It's
you need
not
to read
like
this next line.
Shakespeare here.
I really think Brent Gamer is cool and hope he made it through the TV with his magical sunglasses on.
I think that is a reference to the Persona 4 talk that we had on the Decade of Games show. Yeah. So good job.
Then Nanny arrives along. Are on his folding bike and gets assassinated by Jerome's gravity hammer like a boss.
You skipped it several times. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Did you just not read all this?
No, the periods were close and I skipped the line accidentally.
We're just going to hear amazing start. This, be sure to check out our website.
I'm starting off on a really good track today, aren't I?
Yeah, really.
You sound tired. Or
I'm a little tired. I did weights for the first time in like 2 years and I'm really sore.
Like a boss.
I played Pokemon Silver for the first time in 10 years. Well, at least. Until like 5 a.m. this morning. And I woke up. I feel fine.
Brent also had coffee.
There's not much physical exertion in playing Pokemon.
Dude, my fingers
I don't know if you've ever played it.
Have you ever played Pokemon?
I have.
Pokemon.
I woke up to sweat in 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll ask that later.
Remember, there's a lot of strategery when it comes in.
It's covered in strategery.
That game is strategery. It is truly the chess of my generation.
It's strategery incarnate, is what it is.
You may proceed to the... Yeah,
thank you. Keep on tracking G. Lewis for shooting off Master Chief's helmet and realizing that Master Chief is really Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris then roundhouse kicks G. Lewis in the face and pours fright juice down his throat while repeatedly teabagging him.
Oh, that's not fun.
That's disturbing. Then Nene arrives on his folding bike and gets assassinated by Jerome's gravity hammer like a boss for threatening Bungie and Bungie property. Afterwards, Stalmy please tries to steal Arbitation's watch in a truck, but is betrayed by Domaku, who slices him in half with his lightsaber while Communist Bears watch and laugh hysterically while holding P90s and revealing the secret strafing technique. Strafe. Screw you and all your anus armor if this is too long. Chuck Norris is the one and only epitome of epic.
It's epitome.
It's the epitome. If I ever write a book, that's what I'm going to call
so,
it. The epitome.
I haven't listened to Podtacular in like 2 years, and we still got Chuck Norris and Nene.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like much has changed. I was kind of worried that I'd be behind, but
I know.
No, you're exactly the same.
Holding
some bike. Things never change. Nope. Podtacular is one of.
Okay, his second submission is. It's me again. G. Lewis is even more of a fail than Funny Boy. Wonder why. Okay.
Funny Boy.
I'm fragging G. Lewis because he offends Bungie and Bungie Company. Yeah, we heard that one already. Number three. In the future, I will submit a keep on fragging that will be epically long because I turned it in as an English paper. Not kidding.
Whoa, boy.
That's a bad idea.
Turned in a submission as an English paper? Wonder what his English teacher thought of.
If he gets a good mark on that, I'm gonna be seriously concerned with the education.
If you get an over a C and not a trip to the principal's office for writing it, there's something wrong with.
Can I go off on a little story here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Back when I was in seventh grade, we had to do in seventh grade, all students in Texas are required to take Texas history because our history is bad. Unlike other states.
Because Texas so is
we were learning about buffaloes or something, and I was supposed to do an oral presentation on buffaloes. Well, I didn't do it because I was playing Pokemon or something at the time. it all comes full circle.
But, stories like that.
Anyway, so I didn't do it, but the day came that I had to give my oral presentation. Well, I didn't have it, so I just impromptu came up with a stand-up comedy routine that was like loosely based on buffaloes, but it really wasn't. I ended up talking about Bill Cosby and pudding pops. And it went over great. It was hilarious, man. And my English teacher ended up, or not English, my history teacher ended up giving me like an A minus.
Are you serious?
She thought it was so funny. She gave me an A minus.
That is great.
So this project that I was
so
supposed
that's
to be
when Brent
on
learned.
2 months.
That's when
I got out of a 2 month project because I'm so funny.
That's when Brent learned how he's gonna make A's for the rest of his life.
I know, and that's the reason I'm failing college. So thanks a lot, lady. Oh.
Oh boy. I really want to hear how this goes over. Can you like copy? Can you scan your paper and send it in, please?
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
What is fart juice?
With like all the red marks on. Why is Chuck?
Who is G. Lewis?
I can only imagine.
See me.
Seeing the look on the teacher's face is like, what the heck are you turning? Your-
All of a sudden, our show's gonna get banned because.
Very disturbed by your paper. Mr. Chain Gun.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Keep on babamming folding bike riding grunts into turlets. Pickle Chain Gun out.
Out.
Get out.
All right, Jeff. I guess we can have another little moment with just talking to Jeverage again. Since, you know,
yay. I'm a very interesting fellow.
We're supposed to be talking about our old memories of Podtacular. You have one that comes to mind?
Or Halo?
The old
something.
That's a good question. I don't remember a whole lot.
Those years were a blur, man.
You can't remember like any games or anything, or a certain time, or an episode that you did?
Playing stuff.
I was mostly on the forums.
Anything Halo?
I didn't play Halo a lot, even then.
You played it on occasion, because I remember playing with you.
Yeah, occasionally.
Like in Halo 2.
I remember one time I was playing with PK, Painkiller. It was on Terminal in Halo 2. He said something about paying killer fun bucks. And I laughed. I laughed for literally the whole game. I went like 25-0.
Oh,
so that's when I discovered that constant laughter bestows Halo skill.
Oh, really? Okay.
I haven't been able to recreate that, but that's my story. Thanks for having me.
Oh. No problem. Thanks
See
for
you guys.
On the show. Brent, how about you? Can you remember something?
Oh, man. I remember the best thing I remember from Plottacular were the pro clan meetups where we would we just play each other. Pro A would play Pro B and
Pro B would win. So.
But there were also times when we would play the rec clans and we would get beat and it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, they would kill us.
Yeah. So
kind of hard the people in the pro clan in the rec clans didn't want to play in the pro. They're not like they weren't good enough. They
had to train. See, we would get complacent. The pro clans would. We would be like, we're already a pro, you know. We don't have to train. But the rec clan people were like, they would hold a grudge that they didn't get accepted during the tryout, so they would like get really really good at Halo 2, and then they would.
Oh yeah.
And then you would argue on the forums about who should lead what clan. That's all I remember. All my memories are like forum drama.
Yeah, forum drama, great. But I don't remember any of it. I just remember that we had a lot of it.
Yeah, I just remember. Yep. Well, wasn't there a lot? Not really. I remember we went through a lot of mods.
There was a good amount.
I remember when they instituted like the kudos system or whatever to post.
Oh God.
Where whenever you post something, people could either like vote you up or down, basically.
Yeah, and then I had like 75 in a day, and people hated me.
I know they hated you. And then who was it? Johnny. Johnny got pissed. I can't remember his full gamer. It's Johnny something.
Johnny Son.
There you go, Johnny Son.
He got his name really
bad. So he wrote this parody thread of
basically, my Jivitorial. Sitting on a toilet. That's funny.
He was mad that the Jev actually introduced, you know, intelligent forum conversation. He was pissed off, man. He's like, how dare you make threads that aren't off?
No, I remember playing with him when he was writing it. He was writing it during a game of Halo 2, and he was saying on how he was writing it because he wanted Jev to realize that people on the internet don't care what you think about. At least that's what he said. That's what he said.
I have realized that, actually. Not from him.
He was like, why does this kid care what he's...
Time has jaded Jeveridge.
It's true.
In his youth, he thought he could change the internet, but he failed.
I've since discarded that ridiculous notion.
We've given up on this.
I have lost all faith in humanity, and I don't try anymore.
That's why he doesn't play Halo anymore either, folks.
I didn't play Halo much then. I just don't like multiplayer games. Did I say that out loud? No.
I don't really enjoy multiplayer games that much, really. I mean, it's kind of like... I don't enjoy them any more than I enjoy single player games, and in many cases, I enjoy single player games significantly more than I like multiplayer. So, I mean, for example,
like
multiplayer games come out, I don't get excited about them unless it's something like, you know, Halo Reach, which I'm not even really excited about. But back when Halo 3 came out, I was extremely excited for multiplayer on that. But the games that I get the most excited about nowadays are stuff like Mass Effect and Final Fantasy 13.
Ugh, I hated Final Fantasy 13.
It was all right. I'm liking it.
I'm into
giddy Japanese girls that have
accent. I like the combat. I couldn't put up with the characters for 5 more minutes.
Vanille is my favorite character in any game ever.
Oh my god, I want to punch Vanille everywhere that it's possible to punch someone.
Man, Vanille and Hope, those are my favorite characters in like the entirety of Final Fantasy.
Vanille is a walking orgasm.
That's
every time she opens her mouth, it's a tower.
I know, but the orgasm comes out of her.
Stepping away. Stepping away from it? Okay.
Stepping away. That out, Dustin.
Hey, I guess I'll let you guys talk and I'll read all the submissions.
I want to read the next one. Let me read it. Okay. I guess it is Siete Cinco 75.
Siete Cinco 75.
I never took Spanish. I don't know how fluent you guys were or are in Spanish, but yeah, this is Siete Cinco 75 coming in.
So 75
like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Probably should have wrote in months ago about this. However, the trailer shows jetpacks, not months, a couple weeks maybe. Something I mysteriously had a dream about over the summer prior to the Reach announcement. Does this mean Jerome's sending me voodoo messages? Or should I just apply for Bungie right now? Anywho, love the show. Keep it up. What are your thoughts on most of the gaming dynamics shown in that brief time?
I think you should apply for Bungie right now because it's very obvious that that's what that job entails. I mean, that's what sitting alone in a room and saying, jetpacks.
Jetpacks, man. That's
for the day.
Dude, jetpacks.
No, he should be the guy that takes all the polls to see what they should have in the game. And it says jetpacks, check yes or check no. Yes.
He holds focus groups for jetpacks. How okay. do jetpacks make you feel?
How many jetpacks do you want?
How much do you like jetpacks? 1 being out of 10 being a lot.
If jetpacks were included in the game, would it make you more or less likely to purchase it?
Yeah.
I honestly, about your question about the dynamics, I'm not too sure what you mean by it, but I'm going to guess you mean by like how the game plays. And
well, I think he's saying like how the, changes like game to the game,
that you
like
saw.
How the additions change the game.
Oh.
What kind of changes does it make to the gameplay dynamic?
I think that loadouts will make a huge change. Is it'll force you
to,
like, let's say if you're on a team with a whole bunch of people who all are just stupid and it just uses this one loadout.
Oh, you mean like regular Halo?
Yeah, so like, so it'll like force you to pick a different loadout, and I don't know if that's a good thing. Because that'll happen a lot. Unless you're like playing as a team. Let's just put it this way, that not everybody who plays Halo, and I would suspect the majority of people don't go into, like in Halo 2, you always had a party. Typically, I think that in Halo 2, when you played, you had a party of people that you knew and you guys could listen to each other. But in Halo 3, it's not really that way, I don't think. I think a lot of people just go in by themselves and play. Halo 3 isn't really significant to be played as a party. It's, you don't play good when you play as a party. In Halo 3. So you go in by yourself, and then you either get a good team who does everything for you, or you get a bad team and you have to do everything for them.
I don't know. I think
it's the other way.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around.
Every time I've went to with a party in Halo 3, I've always done really, really well. Especially if it's people that I know from Podtacular. Because generally, like the mature people in Podtacular are pretty good at Halo. Generally.
I think we should play.
I mean, the older people like Jay Burton. I used to play with Jay Burton, Corona, and Immortal Moose. And, I mean, you can make an argument that Immortal Moose isn't that mature, but I think he's pretty damn awesome. So I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway, we would roll up into matchmaking. We'd destroy people, man.
Yeah, Brett, you're pretty good at Halo 3. You're pretty good at Halo 3. Remember when we were playing?
I mean, I'm sufficient. I'm not good. I'm not going to stand here and say I'm the best Halo 3 player there ever been. I don't even know why I'm not on the MLG circuit.
I'm not sponsored.
I should be signing autographs.
But I just think that the loadouts will force that sometimes. Because, like, there's going to have to be choices that you're not going to play as your favorite thing. Like, I have to do that in Battlefield now, and it's really frustrating.
I can see it now. No loadouts are going to be permitted in MLG.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense.
I understand that. But
I hope that they have matchmaking without loadouts, because I really don't like the idea.
Here's the problem I have with stuff like loadouts in games is the developers go in with good intentions. They're like, okay, people are going to use different loadouts. It's gonna diversify the game. But the problem is they don't understand how gamers work. Gamers like to think in terms of min-maxing. I mean, you look at World of Warcraft. Gamers will always choose the best available loadout, no matter what. It doesn't matter, you know, the fun has nothing to do with it. So take, for example, in Halo, if they discover that one loadout is significantly better than all the others, and if you don't have that loadout, you will be hurting your team. I mean, people will pick that one loadout. They will not diversify the game by choosing different loadouts. They will always pick that one. So yeah, what you have is you don't have a more diverse game. You just have a game of people that are just using the same loadout.
Using the jetpacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you
it'd be hard to scope somebody with a jetpack.
People that actually choose a different loadout to take advantage of everyone else who's using that same.
But loadout. I mean, it doesn't work like that. Like it does. I mean, you give a system enough time and it settles out.
For a small population, it does. But
if it forced you to do it, like if our website, if our community had a tournament where like each player on the team had to be one of the loadouts, like you had four people and there were four loadouts.
If you're gonna have a tournament, there's not gonna be any loadouts at all.
I'm just saying if you forced everybody to pick a different one, then it would work. But if you just gave them the option to or not to, it's not gonna work. But if you force them to pick a different loadout, then like what was it? I can't remember a game. I can't think of a game. But if there was a game that like one person had to be snipe, one person had to be the battle rifle, kind of like how MLG starts. Like one person has to run for the sniper rifle, you're screwed. One person has to run for the rockets, and one person has to run for the power up. So I mean, those you pretty much set out your roles before the game starts, right? So. Like if Bungie made it so that one person had to be jetpack dude, one person had to be Mr. I can't get run over by vehicles dude.
Right.
I don't think they do that though.
But they won't do that. I mean
if they did that it would work, but if they don't do that then it's not going to work.
Have you ever been in a modern warfare game where you're playing against a clan, an Uber clan and you haven't played Modern Warfare 2?
No, I
played
it.
Or any Modern Warfare?
Funny, dude. No, I was just kidding. I have.
Oh, okay. So you ever been in a match with a clan like that, and everybody in that clan has the exact same weapon with the exact same attachment?
Because it's the best.
Well, I mean most of them.
They've figured it out that that's the best combo for them. You know, it's not like it's the best combo for them. It's the like in Battlefield. There's this one gun.
It is the combo
in Battlefield that you can have that the ammo is significantly more. And it significantly will kill you in one shot no matter where it hits you in your body. So everybody picks that. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's fun. It matters how well you can shoot the other dude.
I think the issue is how well the developer can balance the different loadouts or classes. Because like if you look at something like Team Fortress 2, the classes are balanced almost perfectly to where if you had a team where everybody was playing as the same one, you couldn't succeed at all.
Yeah, that's
what
they
have to diversify in that game.
But the issue, the thing with Team Fortress 2 is that it works with a very small set of different items you can work with. Every class,
right? Exactly. The more complexity you introduce in it, the harder it's going to be to balance.
They've increased things, but when you're the sniper, I mean, you only have a choice between like your bow or your sniper rifle, and then some.
And
like,
regardless of what you pick, you're still going to be doing basically the same thing for your team.
But with stuff like Halo, I mean.
Yeah.
You can have the jetpack, but the jetpack guy can be holding the rockets or the DMR or the pistol or the sniper rifle or any set of things. So they have to work with a very large set. And when you have that happening, it's harder to balance stuff like that.
Right. I don't know that Halo is the type of game that needs a system like that.
Or lends itself to it even. I mean,
I don't think it should either. Unless they think that they're going to change as much as they think they are. Because supposedly after reading listening to the after show, Bungie thinks it's going to be the best game ever, supposedly. I don't know.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's fine. Developers take pride in their games. That's to be.
I'm gonna reserve judgment on. I mean, I obviously can't speak
to at least
Halo
the beta
because I haven't played it yet. But I'm just saying, based on my past experiences with games that have tried to diversify with different loadouts, it doesn't seem to work as well as the developers hope. And maybe they're get it right with Halo. Maybe they're doing something that you know, new and innovative with it. But I don't know.
Maybe they're forcing players to do this certain thing. Like I don't know if I don't really think it helps a team if if every player couldn't potentially do the same thing. Like I guess I'm gonna use my example again as Battlefield. In Battlefield, Bad Company 2. The only person who can heal people and bring them back to life is the medic. Okay, that's understandable, right? But the only person who can kill a tank and can only have a chance to kill a tank is an engineer.
I mean, sniper can do it too. They get a mortar.
Mortar strike.
But if you're anything but them two, you have no. You basically are just going to hide and wait for that tank to get blown up.
Yeah.
It's like I play as the Assault, and the Assault is the most frustrating class, I'm guessing. And I can kill a lot of people until they start bringing tanks and other stuff into the mix. So it's just very frustrating.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a vanilla character model in Battlefield Bad Company.
I would, if that cost $5, I would still pay for it.
Just to shoot vanilla?
Over and over and over.
Anyway, let's get on to the... Brent, you want to read the next one? Maximo?
Yes, sir. Maximo Knotts. After reading the show notes for episode 218, I have to say I feel for all the guys who have to read out all those horrible, horrible submissions, especially Dusty. I just wanted to say that I hadn't realized how hard it is to make coherent sentences from the stuff some of us write. As a result, I pledge to check my spelling and grammar from now and encourage all other submitters to do the same.
Catch me from now on.
He already fails.
We should do this. We should do like an online petition.
Yeah.
Because those always work. Always.
Unless you haven't signed the petition, you cannot submit.
You know what my favorite online petition of all time is?
What?
The Sonic the Hedgehog fans that are boycotting Sonic the Hedgehog 4
asking
people to purchase Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Yeah.
Let that mull over in your mind for a second if you haven't figured that one out. Think about
Give
it.
Them
we're,
money.
We're going to boycott their company by giving them money
for another game.
I know.
And why are they boycotting 4? I read that it's because the jump doesn't feel right. Like my God,
it doesn't look right. I don't think Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is going to be that great. But at the same time, like I'm not going to boycott it. I'm probably going to buy it.
I've never been a big Sonic fan. I don't think I'll buy it. But I mean, their reason is really silly.
The thing is, the jump looks kind of slow.
Oh no.
I mean, that is a big thing because in that game, there are only two types of movement. There is run to the right and jump.
Yeah.
And if the jump is slow, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, that would suck. I mean, they got to have playtesters, so they got to balance it.
They're not going to balance it.
They don't even test it. They're like Sony with the PS3. Whatever, just ship it. It's great. It does everything.
I don't even need to test it.
It does everything. It just does it.
Continuing anyway. On with Mr. Maximo Knotts. Sorry to be a pain, Dusty, but how's the Top Pin video coming up?
It's going wonderful.
Yeah.
P.S. If I write color, honor, favorite, meter, center, plow, tire, or defense, that is because I am British and therefore must also insist that you all stop talking about Jerome because I don't know who the hell he is. Cheers.
I don't know who he is either.
Jerome is the...
We've explained this every episode for like the past 12.
I haven't listened for at least 100.
He is the head of Bungie Security.
If you walk into Bungie Studios, Jerome will be the first guy you see, unless he's not on duty.
Okay,
let me see.
Correct.
You got an appointment?
Yes. You got an appointment, Mr. Bungie?
With who? Mr. O'Donnell. Really? Let me call him.
Oh, let me call him up. Mr. O'Donnell, this guy said he'd come to see you. What? What? No, this ain't no call.
Kid.
What are you talking about?
That Brit kid, let me.
Audi says he ain't gonna let anybody come up unless she a call girl. You gotta leave.
He's like, but I got an appointment. Did you?
You come back cross dressing. You have all this like fake makeup.
I'm here to see.
I'm here to see Miss O'Donnell. Call
girl. Oh boy.
OC.
You get up there, Marty's waiting. He's like, I've been waiting for you all day, baby. You rip your wig off. You're like, I'm not really a call girl. I'm a rabid gamer.
Prepare to answer questions.
Prepare to let me get an interview.
Stuff. I still don't. I'm slowly getting more submissions. I don't have enough yet. I still need probably about...
Less than 10.
Five more. Well, I think I have 10, but
for
I mean,
what?
I'm going to
just not
all of them are top.
Submit, and I could do that, I guess.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Sorry, he's doing a top 10 thing or something.
He's doing a top 10 video.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Video.
He just came in and nowhere.
I'm basically just here to add star power to the show. I don't know what's being spoken about.
You can change the name to the submitted 10. That way, there's anticipation that they're good.
I had an idea when I was talking to a friend yesterday.
The top 10 submitted video.
Yeah.
The 10 submitted videos
are...
All from the same person.
But you have an idea.
It's just Dustin. Dustin's top 10.
Well, you could just put top 10 submitted videos and put the word top in brackets.
Right.
True.
It's actually the 10.
Well, to be fair, these are the top 10. These, I mean, this is the top of the 10.
If you gave us 10 videos, these are the top.
these are the 10 best submitted videos they've sent in.
So can I read the next letter? Because I think it's just great.
Go ahead.
All right. this is from Bporce. It's Bporce. And he says, "Hey, PodTac, just sub my 10 to say," I know there's a bunch of symbols.
46.
Yeah, the number 46 appears at one point. That might mean something. I know you Halo guys are all into ARGs and whatnot. So
you actually figured out.
Spend the night analyzing that.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Did you figure anything out? Okay.
No, I snuck into one of those where you're supposed to get packages. I didn't actually do anything, but I was one of the first 100, which 46. I feel bad about. Anyway.
46 cents is exactly the amount of chain that 343 Guilty Spark got at Taco Bell last Saturday. The next clue is at Taco Bell.
He goes on to say, the Halo 3 soundtrack is awesome.
Yes.
I agree. I have bought the Halo 1, 2, 3, and ODST soundtracks on my iPod, and am Martin O'Donnell biggest fan. It's supposed to be subtle, because you're supposed to be more focused on the gameplay, while only relying on the music at certain key intervals to bring out the general mood of the scene.
Can I stop you here for a second? I love how he says he's Martin O'Donnell's biggest fan.
No, he am Martin O'Donnell's biggest fan. I know.
But he spelled Martin O'Donnell wrong. He spelled O'Donnell wrong.
Well,
it's missing an L. It ain't that big of a deal.
Well, I'm saying
if you're a biggest fan,
you're gonna say you're the biggest fan, you better spell it.
I am Brett Hammer's biggest friend.
Okay. Also, all the Call of Duty soundtrack is a bunch of random military noises backed by a low orchestra.
Why is he?
I don't know about that. I don't understand. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is he saying that the Call of Duty games have gun sounds in them? That's correct. That's true. Very, very observant.
Good one, Johnny.
I am a fan of Hans Zimmer, though, especially because of Sherlock Holmes. I agree with the lack of hype about the flood, though, but too much of the fright would become tiresome. Sure. I don't understand what he's talking about.
I'm guessing he's saying there's not enough flood music, which actually I am very...
I would be very happy with no flood.
Yeah, no flood.
This is like on Half-Life, where at first the zombies are F, ampersand, dollar sign at, ing scary. But as you progress, you resent every time one pops up. Anyways, that's my rant. Bye. And then he says, I'm 13, actually. Oh, and Jerome is going to come at you with the golden axe now. Bleep. And he spelled Jerome wrong.
Yeah, he spelled Jerome wrong, too.
So that's two for two, Bungie employees. Misspelled. So good job, of course.
He loves Bungie, but he can't spell their names right.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's on the Price is Right. All right, that's what the noise Dusty was making. So.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Is there anything else that you could tell us, Jeverage, about how you found Podtacular or came back?
I found Podtacular. I remember how I found Podtacular. I was reading Bungie.net one day, and you guys were mentioned. Like you'd only done like two episodes.
It wasn't us guys.
Well, no, but I mean, there weren't many.
I know.
Podtacular.
I'm just saying. Now that it is us guys, we don't get mentioned.
But you it was back to Osmo and Spellcheck. I think Spellcheck had just joined as well, and that was when I went over to the website and I started submitting stuff
on the Blogspot. Yeah,
on the Blogspot site. Yeah, and then I joined the forums and everything, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. 221 episodes later,
the downfall began.
It was steady.
I was here at the rise, and I
at the fall.
Start.
There's no real rise. The rise was between like episode 1 and 2.
Oh, really?
I was kidding.
And then the rest was fall.
Everybody was silent.
All downhill from there.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty fun during the days of, like, when the pro clans understood what was going on.
Yeah, I had a good time in the early.
Good times.
Yep.
Like when the clan system, like, nobody – all right, this sounds bad, but I think Brent and I will attest to this, that the Podtacker community was made up of people who were in the clan and didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, I remember that being an issue.
Like, everybody would – nobody listened to the show. Everybody played the game and in the clan, you know. I mean, that's what it was. Everybody came for the show, and then they found the clan, and then they stayed for the clan.
Yeah.
It's kind of backwards now, so that may be why it may seem like it's a not really backwards. People don't see the clan and come for the show, but people listen to the show and they stay for the show, which is
right.
I guess because there is no
people
clan.
People come for the show and then they leave.
But maybe hopefully soon when we can start doing the maybe when Reach starts coming out, we can start doing the clans again. And it's kind of hard to start doing a clan system for a game that's pretty much on its way out.
We need to start a clan and head up to PAX Prime this year.
Let's do it.
What do you guys think?
I like the idea. I don't know what PAX Prime is. Is that the one?
It's the original PAX up in Seattle.
That's a little expensive.
It's a nickname for it.
It's not that expensive.
I wanted to go to PAX East, but I couldn't make it out this year. I'd like to go next year, though.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, pretty cool. Cool stuff. Cool. I want to go to Seattle, though. I don't know.
You want to sit in the needle? Seattle. What are you going to school for, Jeff? Jeff, what are you going to school for?
Nothing right now.
Oh, you know?
I'm going in September.
What would you like to go for?
For what? I don't know.
Why am I going to school? I still don't know.
Well, I mean...
Architect.
Sure. What? Yeah, that's
right. I have a board full of stuff and a dart in my hand. Which, here comes life.
But cosmetology.
No, how did that get up there?
Gynecologist, what?
That was
I wouldn't argue with that.
I mean, if I hit gynecologist on the dartboard, man, I'm going to medical.
I would argue with that. That would not be a fun job, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess. You'd think it would.
You'd think it would. I mean, would you be
never looking
sensitized to those at that point?
What?
What?
I mean, would you become sensitized to vaginas?
No. What you would do is you would open a new practice for 25 years and under, or 18 to 25 years old, and that's it. That's what you would do.
Painkiller just asked me what we're talking about, and I said gynecology.
Anywho.
Well, think about it. If I was a gynecologist for 30 years, all right, and then I accidentally walk in on a girl in the shower, like at that point, I'd be so desensitized too, because I've been looking at it every day for, 20 years. So, I mean, or 30 years or whatever. So, I mean, at that point, could I just, like, detect yeast infections from a mile away? Could I just walk in?
You know, you get, like, a spidey sense.
You need some Monistat. Here's a prescription.
That's weird that you know what that is. I don't know what that is. Monistat? Or you just made that up.
Monistat or yeast infection?
I don't know what either of them are. I know what the latter is, but I don't think
we shouldn't be talking about this.
No, probably not.
No, well, they did say that this was the random show, so I guess
this
it
is
does,
the random show, man.
It does give us credence.
This
That's
is
what
some explicit stuff.
Dustin said is what it was. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, it's pretty explicit.
Well, I don't think it's something I have to bleep, but.
Well, it's just not something I have to worry about.
I think you should read the next one, Dustin.
Okay. Well, Jeffries hasn't read anything yet.
He did.
I read the last one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Of course.
Wow, I'm really out of it.
You are.
I'm failing. I'm riding the fail boat today.
To be fair, I blame myself. I mean, I got us off on gynecology, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. Cosmetology.
Man, I just start thinking about it. I can't quit thinking about it.
First, I went from Togepi to...
gynecology.
See, I'm maturing. I'm reliving my childhood.
That's something to be proud of.
I've now entered my teen years.
Wait, just now?
No, I'm reliving my teen years.
Okay.
Well, stuff that was on his mind when he was 13. It's the same stuff.
Togepi and gynecology, man. It was all... Stuff. Simpler life back then.
I'll go ahead and read the next one. Distef 117 writes in, "Hey guys,
no, hold up, you got to read the X's.
Okay.
The X's make him so much cooler.
XDestef117X.
Thank you.
Writes in, hey guys, it's that name above. It's that name above. Yes, it is.
Oh, really? Nice, nice. The Lord is speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
I think that's what he means.
I know.
Tell you what, you think his
name is... I'm gonna make a submission as, like, the Lord or something and write it in, like, biblical talk and see what happens.
I think that's a good idea.
Come play my Lord.
And do I keep on fragging with religious stuff?
Talking about this. I want to get off this. I'm gonna derail it.
Chuck will look at you and
I'm gonna derail this immediately. Do you guys remember the advertisements that they have for I can't even remember what it is. It's like Ivory Online or something, like Ebony or something online, and
it's a, oh yeah, it, yeah, yeah.
And you come play my Lord, and it's just like naked chicks.
Yeah, it's like a strategy game.
And it's a strategy game, but they advertise with naked chicks.
Yep,
it's great.
It's genius, really.
That's not great. That's inviting.
I'm confused.
That's the listening to the fullest.
I'm confused.
I'll post a. I think they had a Kotaku article about it once. I'll try and find
that. Yeah, they did.
It's the evolution of Ebony ads, because they started out normal. It showed, like, a dude, you know, with a sword or something. It was like an RTS. It's like, you know, come play my Lord. And now the ads have nothing to do with the game.
Yeah.
It's just a chick. She's not in, like, armor or anything. She's just in a bikini. It says, come play my Lord. And I think nowadays it doesn't even say my Lord anymore. It just says, play
just
now.
Come play.
Come play, yeah. Yeah, just come.
Did not mean it like that.
I'm in it like that.
Leave it.
Okay.
Moving on.
Next. Yeah, continue.
Hopefully our younger listeners didn't catch that. Going on.
We did now. We drew attention to it.
Going on. He continues to say, you guys thought that the Steph was my old gamer tag before. IJLK147. Wait, what?
We talked about this in an old episode.
But it was not. Also, I grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's with these kids at the exclamation point? I don't get it.
Seriously, like, they're very excited.
Are like memos in the future gonna be like?
I hope not.
Like
excitement
this?
Is gauged by how many exclamation points you put at the end of your sentence. You didn't know this?
Wow, this
if you're really excited.
Have
if you're
you
really
read ahead,
excited,
this message goes so fast.
Anyways. You say it goes from 2000, and one of my favorite games is the original Doom.
And Doom makes him excited.
Okay, wait.
Doom!
He grew up in the oddies, as I like to call them, because it's so pretentious and it makes me sound like a douchebag.
Yes, the
Oh, well, I mean, what else are you going to call them? The 2000s? That sounds kind of stupid. I like to call them the oddies.
The oddies. I've never heard oddies. I've heard odds. That makes sense to me.
Like, I call them the oddies. Because, I mean, like the 90s, the aughties.
What do you mean by aughties?
Aught means zero. A-U-G-H-T means zero. So these are like the zeros, the oddies. Because we haven't yet got into the
He's
double
He's putting
digits.
E's on the end of it.
See what I'm saying?
To be cute.
Yeah, I'm being cute with it.
That should be a new
people
would
just
song.
Say aughts.
Anyway, let me talk. And, grew up in
the
audience.
You should probably not read the
and
rest
his
of this
favorite submission. Game is the original Doom?
If you've... Dustin, you should probably not read the rest of the submission.
I don't know why he was playing Doom in the aughts.
I'm trying to figure out how he's playing. I mean, sure. I played Doom in the aughties when it came out on Xbox Live Arcade. But it wasn't my
I
favorite
Doom
game
when I was a
time.
Kid. I was a kid in like 1994.
Doom has aged.
Doom has aged for sure.
If I played it for the first time, you know, in my life in like 2007, it would not be my favorite game of all time.
No.
Or even one of my favorite games, for that matter. It was good when it came out, I think. But.
Still. Yeah. It was pretty good. I liked Doom 2 with all the code cheats, but I didn't really like the game, you know, with the guys shooting flaming skull heads at you is just weird.
Yeah, those skull heads.
Oh yeah, I remember those. Those skull heads are cool. I like the floating
in the conversation.
What were those things called?
Anywho, what was your favorite Halo game of all time? Halo 1 or Halo 2? Which one? Just kidding.
Okay.
Would you honestly say that, like, the Halo franchise as a whole has, like, the best game was the first one, and then the worst one was the last one? Would you say that?
Yeah. Well, when you say the last one, do you mean ODST or 3?
I mean,
that was number games, I guess.
I don't know. I thought ODST was pretty good.
I thought ODST was the best single player in the series, in my opinion.
I really
stepped it up.
I thought ODST was a lot better than Halo 3.
I hate Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah.
You hate Nathan? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm signing up for the day.
You got to leave now. I just.
Why do you hate Nathan Fillion?
I just hate him. I can't stand him.
Because of Captain Hammer? Do you not like Captain Hammer?
I just don't like that. Nathan Fillion. I like Nolan North.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody likes Nolan North.
Nolan North's everywhere. But... everything.
So should I stop in my efforts to try to get him on the show?
Yeah.
Dude, I would not be surprised if Nolan North has something to do with Pokemon Soul Silver. And there is no voice acting in that game at all.
Here we go, more Pokemon.
Plotecho, the official on the
official Pokemon podcast.
Where's Uzumaki when you need him?
I know, for real.
Poketacular.
So what?
No.
Why would you think Nolan North is a part of the Pokemon franchise?
Because Nolan North isn't everything.
Just voice somebody. Yeah, it's true.
Maybe he did like a sound effect in the game. Maybe he did like the elevator going up and down sound effect. And they just recorded that and digitized it.
Doesn't he do Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does Nathan Drake. That's his most famous role.
Who else does he do?
That's the only character he does, but he
No, he does lots.
I mean, he does a lot of different characters, but he is Nathan Drake in most characters he plays.
But isn't he Mickey? Isn't he Mickey?
He's Romeo.
He's Romeo, okay.
He did a different voice for that.
Apparently, he's in Final Fantasy 13 as well.
I know.
As Cocoon.
I looked it up.
He's also an avatar of the game, Dragon Age.
So is he just the Morgan? Is he just the Morgan Freeman of video games?
He was in ODST. So
is he just the Morgan Freeman of video games?
I want Morgan Freeman to narrate a Halo game at some point. That'd be sweet.
Really, if every game was voiced only by Nolan North and Morgan Freeman, I wouldn't complain.
Morgan Freeman would be pretty cool.
He would be like Admiral Lord Hood. It would be Morgan Freeman. That would be amazing.
Yep. I guess Nolan could be Cortana.
No, that would not work. No.
I think that would work. It would work better than Morgan Freeman.
I mean, it would work as Cortana's father, maybe.
I think that the Master Chief should be replaced. Steve Downs should be replaced by Morgan Freeman.
I think the Master Chief should be replaced by a character.
I think that...
That was a low blow, Jeff. Yeah, I did not appreciate that.
He is a character. He's the guy from Oni.
The interesting thing
is that as much as you say that, he's one of the most recognizable characters in gaming. It
frustrates me.
It's frustrating, but something happened. And I'm not even saying that he's interesting because, I mean, look at all these jocks. They all know Master Chief. I mean, a lot of gamers know the Chief. Something is special about the Chief, and I just haven't figured it out.
Something is special about Halo, and he's on the box, so that's why I know him. I think that's really the thinking there.
They should just, like, when Master Chief takes his helmet off, it just should just be Walshy.
Yeah.
that's who it should be. It should just be Walshy.
I'm saying...
Vermacchio.
Master Chief. Master Chief is the greatest fictional character of my generation.
I would agree. Of our generation.
100 years from now, we look back on people like Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. They're going to look back and they're going to be like, Master Chief.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our fiction.
Darth Bane.
If that happens, I'm going to want to kill myself, I think.
Well, you'll already be dead.
That's true. Well, no, I'm actually working on technology for Infinite Life, but, you know, that's
nice. Secret. Good job.
At the time. Yeah.
Can I get it on?
It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, if you want to prevent that future, I wouldn't work on Infinite Life. You know? if you don't want to live to see that happen, then you better not work on
it. If you're trying to say the future is Master Chiefless, then I don't want to be a part of this future.
I'm not saying it's Master Chiefless. I'm saying I think there are other things we can look back at this era for.
What is that book with Big Brother? Jeffrey's just gonna become Big Brother, and the first thing he's gonna do.
Oh, yeah, 1984.
The first thing he's gonna do is remake the Halo game, so Master Chief is, I don't know, like a complete replica of Metroid, and it's gonna be.
He's gonna be a Metroid.
No, it's going to be Metroid. Oh. And it's going to be Samus instead of Master Chief or something.
Samus isn't a character either.
If they would just replace Master Chief with Vanille, that'd be great too. If Master Chief pulls his helmet off and it's Vanille under there, that'd be so cool.
I want to die.
Oh, man.
Why are you making me think of this?
Why am I making you think of Vanille?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't control your thoughts, man. If you like thinking about little girls that have Australian accents, that's your own deal, man. Keep it to yourself, buddy.
Fair enough.
The thoughts of Jibber, does that represent?
Okay, I haven't finished the game yet. I'm about a third of the way through the game, I guess.
That's how old is Sarah? Before I quit. Who's Sarah?
The Snow's girlfriend that gets crystallized.
Oh, I don't know. 10.
Because seriously, like, Snow is like 20-something, and she's like 10, and he's like... He's not 14. What are you talking about?
He's just 40.
Oh, I thought he said 14. But seriously, he's like 20, and she's like 10. Like, it's creepy, man.
I don't know. That's how they do it on Cocoon.
That's how they do it.
That's how shit goes down on Cocoon.
It's a Fauci thing.
I know.
Isn't that how it was, like, in the 20s?
Sure.
I wasn't alive back then, but I think that's the one.
I'm just worried that I'm the only guy bothered by that, because I haven't heard that argument.
No, she didn't seem very young to me. I didn't register with me.
She kind of looks like Mary-Kate Olsen back when she was like 14.
I guess. I don't really have a detailed image of Mary-Kate Olsen.
Go look up a picture of Mary-Kate Olsen and look up a picture of Sarah. They look almost identical. It's creepy. But not Mary-Kate Olsen during her cracked out years, because she's all like, she looks nasty now.
Like stringy hair and everything.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me read the next one where you guys figure out that.
Figure out Mary-Kate Olsen.
Yeah, I guess she does look like Mary-Kate Olsen.
You know, when I'm reading this next guy's game tag, I want to say fun with lightsabers, but it's actually Funs Fights Bears. Yep. And he writes, "Hey guys, this is my first time submitting. Woo! So far, no incorrect spelling. I've been listening since episode 190, he thinks. But anyway, I really enjoy your podcast. Keep up the good work. Also, as we speak, I will be joining the forums. Have a nice day. Live Podtacular." Long live the king. Long live the storm. Son of David.
Dirge of Cerberus.
Keeper of the podcast.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Bring out you guys. You're the hosts.
I'm trying to think of my my most fond Halo 2 moments that I can vividly remember. Probably when I was accepted to be the overlord. The co-host.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the coast. Halo 3 came out, so.
Yeah.
So that was my best moment of Halo 2 when I became co-host.
Yeah, that's not my life.
It's all downhill from here.
No, I mean, probably just going to, just everything that had to go with me, the All-Star Overlord and being the Pro B Overlord. That was just awesome.
Yeah.
Trying to like, you know, set up matches and, you know, getting people together and trying to manage football games at the same time. And so, you know, it was just all fun. You really can't like explain it to an extent that other people can understand what went on during the pro clan's like hype time. Except you can just say it was awesome and I can't wait for it to happen again. Right? Would you say that?
It won't happen ever again.
I think it will. I think it will. Let the haters hate. I don't care.
Haters gonna hate.
Hate.
That's what
got my hater blockers on.
I mean, right, would you, probably like outside of the actual podcast that was probably the best stuff. I mean, you can say all of the we were on whatever, we had Major Nelson on the show, blah blah blah. Okay, that's all cool.
Did we?
It's all good.
Oh yeah,
did
I remember
we
that.
Major?
I think we did. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Episode 10. Yeah.
That's cool.
11 or something. You can tell that was the best, but I really think that even if you didn't experience it, just like understand that that was like the coolest thing ever was.
Was Halo 2.
Yeah, being like in a clan, you know.
Being a part of something.
Yeah, some
feeling like somebody actually cares about you.
Like, remember, like, Brent was like the best one at carrying the ball. We were like, Brent, carry the ball.
Actually, I never carried the ball. I don't think.
Because Brent would always die, so.
Yeah.
He was usually the guy in the back that was.
Why you keep dying?
That was helping the guy with the ball.
Yeah.
You know. We should try it again, though. You want to try it tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll try it again. It's just not the same, man. It's not the same without all the people.
Yeah, we don't have.
I have all the cool people, man.
Oh, I'm not cool then.
No.
Dusty's pretty cool.
Dusty's kind of a drag.
Bringing us down.
Nah, I'm joking. It's cool with Dustin.
I'm decent.
That's why I think, like, as us, as a community, we shouldn't, like, focus on, like, stuff that, like, videos or another podcast.
We shouldn't focus on creating content that people will enjoy. We should focus on that we enjoy.
Yeah. Like, you know what I enjoy? I enjoy reading about the Sonic lore. Let's make
sense. Yeah. And I enjoy playing Pokemon. This is great.
Look, I'm in Pokemon. But
gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
But yeah, stuff like that was awesome. I just can't wait. I just hope Halo Reach kind of brings it back. And I don't understand why Bungie won't do the whole clan thing. I'm just assuming because when Halo 2 goes away, that there's going to be some clan thing in Xbox Live.
Yeah, but there was a podcast I was listening to that brought that up, and I personally don't think they would do something like that.
Like you would have a friend list and you would have a clan. Now that would be pretty darned cool. Jeff, what do you think?
A clan thing?
Yeah, on Xbox Live.
In Reach? That'd be cool. Or no, in Xbox Live? That'd be neat. I mean, again, I'm not a big multiplayer guy. I probably wouldn't use it, to be honest, but I know people would love it. I think it'd be a good idea.
I think it's a social thing more than it's just a multiplayer thing, huh?
Yeah.
To be a part of like how guilds work and WoW.
Yeah. I gotta get a charter.
Just saying.
Gotta get 10 signatures, guys.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, you can't start a guild and get 10 people to join with you.
When you're running around your guitar, there's people that are like, 5 gold for a signature. You're like, I could make 5 gold running a daily right now. It'd take me like 2 seconds.
I have no idea what that means. Brent, what should be the next one?
All right, which one are we on? Sunburns?
Guitarist.
Oh, guitarist. Hey, PodTech, it's Guitarist72. I have been listening since the Reach Anticipation Show, and you guys are so funny, even when you guys get off topic. Yeah. Shoutouts to Brent Gamer. I don't know if you've changed it yet. G. Lewis, Duststorm, EthBeef992, and the 16 President. Keep on fragging EthBeef992 that only uses the shotgun. P.S. This is my first submission. I tried to spell all the words right. Show is awesome, guys.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for spell checking. That was good.
Dustin, what was your favorite time of Halo 2? For the glory of the show.
What, when I didn't have Halo 2?
Oh, did you ever have Halo 2?
I have Halo
2. You have it now. Didn't you just buy it?
I had it for the PC when it came out for...
Oh.
Okay. It was just that. But, I mean, I used to play with friends friends that had Halo 2.
When he had them.
Yeah.
Back when I had friends.
No. I still have a friend. Thank you.
I had a friend once.
Thank you.
His name was Robert. He was very cool.
Hello, Dave.
What are Robert's doing? Dude, in another note, Portal 2 being announced. Fucking sweet. You know, I know I can't say that on the show, but awesome.
Okay, you say that on the show.
I'm pumped.
Oh, too. I'm super pumped.
And it's going to be on the Mac. For all our Mac users out there,
I don't.
Chucky's going to be very, very happy.
Yeah,
actually, he is very happy.
Why would you not buy it on the Xbox though? I mean,
I can't play those games on the Xbox.
Valve games are not meant for the Xbox.
Yeah, like,
Left 4 Dead
is pretty good, but it still works better on the PC.
I don't know. I don't concur. Like, I like Team Fortress on my Xbox, but I don't like it on my PC. Probably because I suck. I don't know, maybe because I can't get any kills. But I can get some good kills on Call of Duty.
PC is really fun because
there's Counter-Strike on my PC.
With modded maps And I mean, Valve releases their whole engine where you can develop stuff in, and there are some really good custom maps out there that are so much fun. And that's where Valve gets a lot of their new content, is by user created stuff.
It's because Valve's cheap.
Brent's mod.
The Brent's mod, yeah. It's gonna be great.
It's just gonna be incendiary grenades and everybody's gonna be big avatar trees.
No, it's just like Gary's mod, except Brent on the front instead of Gary.
It's just
gonna
rename it.
Jeff,
you wanna read the next sidebar?
Alright. Let's do this. Artacular. This is Sideburns 522. I'm a long-time listener. This is my first submission. I wanted to know if there were any news for achievements to the Halo 3 beta. This is old. I'm dying to know. And I would appreciate any thoughts, guesses, or rumors. I'm also suffering through 3 months of no Xbox 360. Oh, no.
Oh.
Due to my long move from Germany to Illinois. That's a step up.
Whoa. So you're also in the US now.
And you're welcome for no typos, except... that's the wrong your. It should be an apostrophe, R-E. So there's a typo. Thank you, PodTac. Long live
well,
that storm.
That's technically a grammatical error.
Well, it's close enough.
Technically.
I also want to point out that he said long live Duststorm, but not Brent Gamer G. Lewis.
That's so, fine. I agree.
Okay, you're taking it in stride. Yeah, I admire that.
I'm doing this slowly. I mean, you know, it's...
I would be crying all over myself.
Well, you also didn't say long live Jeffrey. But...
Well, he didn't know I was going to be on.
Yes.
I'm not a regular. I give him a pass on this one.
Okay. On the next time, though. On the next...
You only get one.
Oh. Everybody gets one.
One is the loneliest.
If you mean the Halo Reach beta, I'm going to assume there aren't going to be any.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, betas don't have achievements.
I played about 4 or 5 betas, not I mean, including. I haven't. If you include the Halo 3 beta, I played it on 4 or 5 betas on the Xbox 360, and none of them have had achievements.
The Blur beta is so much fun.
Oh, it is. I haven't gotten in there. I think PK asked me if I wanted to do it.
I think there's still a few beta codes.
They're all over the place. They're obscenely easy to get at this point.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't understand why at this point they don't just open it up to everybody. Because it's not like it's hard to get a code.
Because it's EA.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why.
I think I don't think it's EA, is it?
You just don't like EA, do you?
It's
I don't think it's EA.
I bet it's Activision.
I think it's Activision. We should start a new show saying Dusty Hates EA show. I think we should just... copyright it and get it on the move.
Dustin hating EA is old school. Now you gotta hate Activision.
Yeah, EA has done a lot.
Everybody hates Activision, but...
I hate Activision. I used to hate EA, but they just straightened up.
No, once
EA has straightened up significantly, Activision...
Once they bought BioWare...
John Riccitiello is no longer my enemy. I would give John Riccitiello a hug at this point, if I could.
But EA should make some good games, you know?
Like, well, I mean, they're taking risks on games that they probably shouldn't, but I mean, from a financial standpoint, I mean, look at Brutal Legend. That was an EA-produced title, and that didn't...
horrible.
It was all right. I didn't like the RTS.
Okay, look, Tim Schafer is a good... I admire what he likes to do, but he does... Has he ever made a successful game? Don't consider Oddworld successful.
Well, I mean, the success in making good games is different. Psychonauts is a great game.
But were any of them successful? Like Brutal Legend is exactly
back in the thing, yeah no but, he did it like back in the day with like Grim Fandango and like those were successful.
Didn't he work on Monkey Island?
He did Monkey Island as well.
Did you play did you play Pikmin?
No.
Did you play Brutal Legend?
Team Schafer worked on Pikmin.
He did not do Pikmin.
I mean, I'm just saying, Brutal Legend and Pikmin are basically like the same as that game.
I didn't like Brutal Legend, and I love Tim Schafer.
Exactly, Pikmin
Legend,
has,
I love
you know,
the writing. Like, Brutal Legend had the writing and stuff that makes me like Tim Schafer, but as a game, I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Pikmin didn't have Judas Priest.
Or Jack Black.
I liked the aesthetic of Brutal Legend a lot.
I liked the writing in Brutal Legend, I liked the acting, I liked the look. But I did not like the gameplay.
I like the fact that it was different. I like the style. I'm not really a huge metal guy,
but I liked the soundtrack because it fit with what was going on, even if that's not exactly my kind of music.
No, I'm not a huge metal guy either. I appreciate that kind of like the metal aesthetic, you know, the metal culture, and I like the fact that they made a game kind of based around that.
can I read the next one?
Yeah. What? We're talking about important stuff here.
I'm going to read the next one because it's the shortest and get my talking out of the
way.
Go
for it.
So, somebody can help me out on the name.
Subka.
Subka. Kiara.
Kilala.
So basically, we got Subka Kiara.
Kilala.
There's no L.
Dude, I watched Inuyasha, man. All right, I watched Inuyasha a hell of a lot back in the day. There was a character named Kilala, and it was spelled K-I-R-A-R-A, and I think that's what he's going for with this. Trust me.
Kilala. Kabbalah Kilala.
No, I'm joking. I honestly have no clue.
The person writes, and I love the podcast. This is my first submission. And also they write, my creation is a giant dragon. Sorry, my submission is short.
Phonetically, it kind of works. Submission.
Yeah. Submission.
Is this really the bar we're setting?
We have a fur in our midst.
As long as it just fits phonetically, it's fine. Go.
We have a fur in our midst.
As long as we can read it.
That giant dragon. That's not a submission.
I know.
That's two words.
I think if we get
it's a noun.
I think if we get these, we should delete these if it's this short. But anyway, thank you for submitting. Thanks for the story. I want to read the next one.
We really appreciate the giant dragon.
Next time, at least like in your text with the submission, you should make one of those like text-based pictures of the dragon. Or give us like a link to a dragon or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Let me read the next one too.
Send in your best Inuyasha fanfic for next episode.
Erotic, if possible.
It'll be
hopefully.
Okay. Next we got Zombies You Are Fur.
Zombies are for lovers.
Oh, Zerfer? Like surfer with a Z?
Oh, zombie surfer, yeah. That's
what?
It's totally rad, dude.
Zombie surfer.
Okay.
Next, he goes, hello, PodTech. New listener, Zombie Zerfer here. Been listening for a short time, and I'm hoping you're reading this on the show, because that would be really, really cool. And it is, and we are reading it.
That'd be really rad. It's just a surfer.
Oh, yeah. Totally, bro. I'd like to see Pod TV, because I haven't seen it at all. Well, it's on YouTube. And I'd like to see one of you guys in a banana suit. I don't know what that means. This is my first random frag, so forgive me if I get anything wrong. Keep fragging, noobs. Who keep abusing the word zombie in the usernames. Or like,
you mean like you did?
Yeah,
like,
about to say, zombie, what?
Zombie the username, and keep shouting that Jerome's fat. And keep fragging plasmas. Shout out to Brent Gamer for the voice of doom.
Is that what I am now? I'm the voice of doom?
You are very ominous.
Yes, you are.
I am the voice of John Carmack.
And to Dustin for keeping the dust and cobwebs off of the show. Hope to get an Xbox 360 soon. You're getting... Well, I would just wait for the slim version if that's true, if you're waiting on that. Zombie Surfer. Zerfer.
Wait, is there something we don't know? That there's an Xbox 360 slim?
They
were talking about it.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it.
It's not official, but
really,
it's probably going to happen.
They've redone the motherboard, so it's like tiny.
For the third time?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, this is everything. They didn't just like redesign it. They pretty much like redid it. It's
basically just two DSs duct taped together.
So is this an inspiration with Natal?
Well, I would like to see it, because I would honestly buy it. I mean, I don't want to have.
Yeah,
if it doesn't render in,
just like the PS3 Slim, there's not going to be any backwards compatibility.
That's fine. Whatever. I don't care. You can download most of it anyway. All the good games you can already download.
I'm thinking that this new iteration gets a memory upgrade. because they're saying that Natal is like so memory intensive.
Let us use our own hard drives, please.
They are already.
They are.
Or no, never the USB hard drives. They weren't.
Yeah, USB hard drives. Not you can't.
Not really the same exact thing. So.
No. But someone said there was a limit to 16 gigs on those hard drives, though.
No, yeah, that's true. About flash drives.
No, so, it's even a USB drive, the limit is 16 gigs.
What?
That's See, stupid. That's stupid.
It makes it partition.
I don't want to be carrying around 20 16 gig hard drives.
I do.
Yeah. I don't know who you are, Dusty.
Well, and you can only have two tied to a console at the same time.
What are you?
So you would have a maximum of 32.
Are you too good for 16 gig hard drives, Dustin?
Yes, I am.
Elitist.
I have a 1.5 terabyte RAID.
I know, elitist.
I don't know what a RAID is.
Yeah, see?
We're not all rich like you, Mr. Pettigrew.
Mr. Make $10,000.
Daddy Warbucks. Yeah, where's my
paycheck? Cops come to you to fix stuff?
I don't even get a paycheck. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Where are you getting all this stuff, Dustin?
He doesn't even need it. Oh, so where are you getting it from?
Where are you getting all this money, Dustin?
And don't say Santa Claus. We know he's a joke.
You know, I thought it was
young listeners, you may have just ruined a lot.
We ruined Santa for millions.
Yeah, we've already done that.
Okay.
Anywho, the new Xbox, the way it's going to be is like, what I'm hoping is that there's no red ring, it's not loud, it gets rid of the brick.
Don't get choked up.
And maybe it would get a Blu-ray drive. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
That's not
going to
happen.
In the filed under the no hell it won't category.
I don't think they're going to.
That'd be pretty cool, though. I mean, you can't deny the fact that a lot of people are buying Blu-ray movies. Like, even though I have a PS3 and I still don't buy Blu-ray movies. The only one I've rented in the past year was Halo Legends.
I buy
Blu-rays.
Yeah, all the time.
Because I have a PS3 and I have a Blu-ray drive on my computer, so I've been watching.
I'm tempted to buy a Blu-ray reader for my computer and get Blu-ray Netflix.
Yeah, I can't get Netflix.
I got Evangelion 1.1 on Blu-ray the other day. Looks great.
All right.
Logan Payne's into that stuff.
No, Logan Payne is more into that stuff. I mean, saying he's into that stuff is
an understatement.
For Logan, it is a lifestyle.
Yeah,
he is into this stuff.
So it's like some people are gay, some people are bisexual. Logan Payne is Evangelion sexual. That is a lifestyle choice for Mr. Payne.
Definitely true. I have a bit of a history with Mr. Payne.
Yes, we do.
Anywho.
Did you date Logan at some point, Jeff?
What? No.
Officially,
he asked a few times, but I made it clear that I wasn't interested.
See, I have made it clear to Logan that his over-interest in Evangelion will not diminish my marginal interest in it or detract from my enjoy of watching it, you know? He cannot detract my enjoyment, if you will. I don't know what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
What about Blu-ray?
Got these blue dish thingies. A Jupiter thingy. How about that? Anyway.
Yeah, that's more my time.
I would really...
No, HD DVD DVD.
Yeah, that would be great.
I have a stack of HD DVDs on a shelf here.
Dude, if I go back in time, player. That would be something worth looking into, is making an alternate reality in which HD DVD beats out Blu-ray and see how that affects the gaming industry.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
PS3s wouldn't sell as much.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think... How would you make HD DVD win? Despite burning Blu-rays?
It'd be hard because Sony owns so many movie studios.
You have to like fundamentally alter the entire course of modern history.
I would have to go back in time and kill the guy that invented the Blu-ray disc.
Or steal his stuff and give it to the...
Well, and you have to delete all the data on it.
How would you have to change modern history? What does World War II have to do with Blu-rays?
All I gotta do is go back in time and kill the motherfucker that made Blu-ray drives.
Look, this is very easy. All I gotta
this is easy. Is... Look, I've thought about this. I've got this
many
all planned out.
Were spent.
I know how to change it.
You just can't accept that Blu-ray won.
I know.
What's a vocal harmony?
Well, what?
No, I'm reading the stuff. I don't know what a harmony means. I'm trying to figure out what a harmony means.
Harmony is a
harmony?
Remote for Xbox 360. It is.
Wow, you people are pathetic. Harmony is a word.
I understand what.
Well,
it
I means. Thought he was talking in
it
terms of like
a
hardware. A harmony is a remote control that works with the 360.
Yeah,
it basically controls
the Logitech Harmony. I get it.
Yes,
I think I have one.
No, but I mean, it's saying here that in Rock Band 3, you can
use your harmony.
Oh, He's talking about harmony vocals, like.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you could play Rock Band with your harmony. I was like, sweet.
No, no. So where like? Because in the Beatles Rock Band, you can have all of them singing at once.
Right.
Oh, so that means
that's cool. What he's talking about.
I didn't know what the heck that meant. So I was trying to figure out what that means. I had to buy more than one mic. No, thank you.
Halo Harmony.
Oh yeah, .com.
You owned the domain to that once.
Yeah, once.
We could have
like a barbershop Halo Quartet.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. We're gonna say Halo. Okay, no, I say Halo. Then Greg says Halo. Then Dustin says Halo, and we keep it going. And then Jeff says Halo at once. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Halo.
Hello.
Wait. You got to start because I can't go that long with you waiting. Okay, we're. 1, 2, 3. Halo.
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 Wait, Halo.
Brett, don't stop.
You gotta keep
it. Stop.
I didn't stop. You stopped.
No, okay, hold on. We're gonna do the monk voices. Oh. I'm just kidding.
No, not doing that.
All right. Moving on.
let's get back on track.
Beautiful train wreck.
This is like from the, this is like from the E-Trade commercial. But all the babies started doing the harmony thing.
E-Harmony? Or no, the...
Goodbye. Okay, I guess nobody saw that commercial. Never mind.
I didn't see it.
No.
Big explosion.
Okay.
Beautiful Curse 81 writes in, "Hey guys, this is the charming but deadly curse of extreme importance and fame."
Mm.
Okay.
Somebody has a superiority complex.
It's an emo chick. Gotcha.
All right.
"I have come with no capital letters and a
Cheshire.
Cheshire, okay.
Well, there shouldn't be a C in there, ma'am."
Okay. Anyways, "there has been some mix-up about my membership thingy. I've been listening to the podcast since episode 75, but I didn't sign up until about a year ago. Forgot my password, so I created a new account, this one. I'm sorry if you feel like you're wasting your time reading this, but I feel like it needed to be finalized. And yes, I am of the female species."
All right, G. Lewis.
That didn't take long to figure out.
No, we're pretty sure by the first sentence.
Yeah. Anywho, what was your name before, I guess?
Yeah, that would have been nice to know.
Yeah, I mean, like, just let you know, I changed my name from something. I'm not going to let you know what it was before, you know, I've been here before.
And we can always reset passwords. I mean, it's not a new technology.
I can't. I'm not a mod. I can't do that.
Yes. Only I can.
I don't think mods can do it. It's admin.
Only me and Krunk can.
Krunky.
Krunk's still around.
We're admins. Yeah. He's
alive.
He's around
but
for
he's not.
Support.
Okay.
Krunk. Everything just exploded. What do I do? You call 911, stupid.
I think if it's explosions, tech support's not going to be any help.
There was this thing on Engadget where they were talking about how Cisco is investing into, like, everything in your house would be running from your computer. So more or less, if you wanted to open a window, you would hit open window on your touchscreen computer, right?
Like a smart house?
Yeah, but, like, if you're like, window... like malfunctioned, you would have to be the admin and you would have to override it in order. And you would have to call tech support to give them.
Window would like to open, cancel or allow.
Window would like to make changes to your computer.
Yeah, I was just
get the new definition of Windows.
Like that would be a digress to human civilization. My opinion.
A digress.
I mean, it would be like it would be going in the opposite direction that we should be going as a species.
So how much hard drive space do I got to dedicate to opening Windows?
you have to make a new subfolder for every window you put in your house.
Yeah, partition it off. Just keep it all there.
You get the back end.
A new DLL driver.
That would be crazy. But it works with Apples because they don't have any drivers, so you're good to go.
Yes.
She goes on to say, keep on fragging trucks and polar bear tipping newbies while Nene, which is correct spelling, is wearing his anus armor on backwards yelling, I ate JVB and every Maka's.
Mackers.
Maccas. And eating Hot Pockets with his shotgun-friendly friend riding on a fancy folding bike all the way to the dock, only to find themselves on the fail boat across failing waters to the island of Fail.
Oh, boy.
But all the while, the one reading this is also subconsciously on the fail boat. Well, duh.
I guess he's the driver.
Yeah. Well, Funny Boy took the responsibility of being the driver, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
While being distracted by reading this post aloud, your watch is being stolen. Actually, it was already stolen. For this.
Sonic Police has already got it, so you can't steal something that ain't there.
Yeah, that's true.
I still have my watch. It's on my hand. Yeah. On my wrist.
I still got it.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
Be thankful. So. Be thankful.
Yes. Don't be buying Rolexes like Mr. Moneybags over here, Dustin Pettigrew.
Oh, no.
I don't have
his Rolex.
Versus he's got his Raid 1 point whatever.
I have my Timex. My Timex.
That's too expensive for my taste, too.
I know, man.
I'm talking Hasbro.
I got mine
Hasbro.
From Walmart. $10.
I'm talking Hasbro.
That's what I'm saying. I can't buy a Timex.
you can't afford a $20 watch?
No.
Brent can't afford to have text. How can he afford a watch?
Because the watch is a one-time payment.
Text. Oh, really? What if the batteries go out? What then? Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, but that's what, 3 years and the battery is $5?
That's a short
exactly. Life. That's $5 than I've got, Dustin. I got to budget this stuff.
He has to pay for his WoW membership and everything else. Yeah. And all the Blu-rays that he's buying somehow, but he can't afford a watch. How are you buying Blu-rays, by the way, Ben? Octopuses, don't worry about it. Just
Octopus woman.
Just don't ask anything else. Just
she's my sugar mama. Oh my god.
I think that we should skip the next person and just go straight to Dark Star.
Yep.
Brent, you want to read Dark Star?
All right, Dark Star 0523. It's Dark Star 0523 here with a random frag. Keep on fracking trucks who run over Dustin while he tries to snipe Nene, who takes the watch off of his unconscious body, but gets crushed by Jerome's grab hammer. Then Jerome says, I protect Dustin Pettigrew and Dustin Pettigrew property. P.S. This is my first random frag. Grunt birthday party noises.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I need to interject here. Can somebody explain what a random frag is?
It's a random submission. It can be about anything.
This is Dustin's brilliant idea to make the show more constituted and understandable.
Exactly.
This is supposed to make it easier to understand.
This makes it easier to understand. It makes the show completely competent. It's great.
And you spelled my last name wrong, by the way.
He did.
Who, me?
No.
She was off by a letter.
Where did he try to spell your name?
He said Dustin Pettigrew. I protect Dustin Pettigrew and Dustin Pettigrew property.
He said Dust. He says Dust Storm and Dust Storm.
I changed it later.
Oh, this is the new iteration.
No, that's the.
Oh, you changed it from Dust Storm.
Oh, yeah, there
Dustin
it is.
You did that. We didn't do.
No, I changed it from Dustin Pettigrew to Dust Storm.
Oh, okay. So I'm on the old iteration. All right. That's what it was.
That's why I told you to refresh.
Oh. Okay.
But I just mine said Duststorm, and I just refreshed, and now it says Pettigrew. Yeah,
Control F5 it.
I just did 2 seconds ago, and that made it say Pettigrew.
If that's an issue, I've been calling you Mr. Pettigrew for like the entire episode.
Yeah, now it says Duststorm again.
Okay,
what's going on here?
Well, the new one is Duststorm, but yeah.
This must be the cause of Google Buzz. It's only I'm blaming on Google Buzz. But now it's Duststorm again, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've decided. So this is the show where everybody emails in.
Yeah.
Long paragraphs of inside jokes.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you got it. Hey,
figured it out.
The random frags came
from material
from the missions that just didn't pertain to any of the content we were looking for, so we just decided to make a separate thing for it.
Hey, Jeff, check out the chat. I'm going to give you your stars. Here's your star.
Your stars. The last time that happened, it didn't end well.
Yep. Now I've got to make a parody of it.
I was outside of Las Vegas.
Then I have to ask the admins to not give me stars anymore.
Yeah.
So people will actually listen to me. Every time I said anything, they were like, you're just saying this for rip. And I was like, no, I'm not.
This submission's too good to be real. This is only for rip.
Well, that was basically what they were saying.
I know. That's why I got so pissed at them.
Yeah, this is a very good point. I like what you
said
here about
that's why Podtacular has not adopted a rep system.
I think we should do it again and just give Jev like 75,000.
Keep giving
even though I never post anymore.
We should just see how many Jev could get in a week.
This is
like a challenge.
Yeah, this is a challenge. If you get more than 1 million, I will pay for your mortgage for a year.
Wow, I don't even own a house, but okay.
Well, that's good for me.
Well, then go get one.
Okay, Dusty, why don't you read the next one?
It's Jeff's turn, I believe.
It is, okay. EdXRocks 5552. Hey, Podtacular. I think that's a misspelling, but I'm going to assume that he's trying to send us some kind of message.
Podtacular is a podcast.
Wrong podcast.
No, that's not even how you say it.
This is the one and only original EdXRocks 5552. Submitting for episode 220. And the first time, yay.
This is 221, so...
Yeah, well, okay.
Well...
Okay, whatever.
I listened to Podtac from episodes 206 to 219. Lightweight. Nice.
Thank you
and
for
And I also have Around the Ring, episodes 13 and 14. I discovered Podtac and I was just looking for Halo music on iTunes.
Cool.
I actually can't think of anything to say, so shoutouts to Brent Gamer, Duststorm, and G. Lewis. That's not how it's spelled. It's spelled like G. Lewis. Or G. Lewis.
Yeah. G. Lewis.
Who Latex Spade and others. P.S. WWEDX Rocks 5552 is my Xbox Live gamertag, and I also have a PS3. It's not called a gamertag on PS3.
I don't even know what it's called though, so
it's
I'm not. Gonna,
network ID.
I'm not gonna get super self-righteous on this dude.
153 got to run. See ya. All right.
Boy, he had to do this mission quick. He had to get to the toilet.
Yeah, he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
He didn't actually say anything though. Except for, why is everybody shouting out you guys?
Because we're saying, this is basically the show where, like, if we feel depressed, we don't, because everybody's like, you guys are awesome.
Well, but usually,
that's the only reason we do this show.
You're shouting at your friends to get your friend's name read out on the show.
Well, they are all
my friends.
They have no friends. We're it.
That's true. Okay.
You can all be my friends.
Yeah.
And I think that, The next submitter should be the song. We should change it to the Kings of Leon song.
Change it to what?
The new Kings of Leon. Well, it's not really new, but their song has something on fire. But
I think your permanent theme song should be the Sonic Boom.
Yeah. Dude, I'm up for that. If we start every Podtacular with Sonic Boom.
No.
I would start listening then.
Me too. You don't listen, Brent?
I don't listen. I recorded. I've already listened.
That's true.
I was involved in creation. I've done more than the average listener.
I'll play it while I'm at work. In the car audio section, I'll play it back there.
Like impress people?
Yeah, I mean, people ask. That's me. People ask what it's about. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. I've got many old people in my store to listen to.
I feel a bit uncomfortable though, knowing that my voice is being played over Best Buy speakers.
Oh, I think I should be getting some kind of royalty for
that. I know, man.
Well, I guess I could give you part of KBC donation, but
no.
I guess.
Yeah.
Brent,
I'm gonna start demanding royalties.
Brent, if you want $3, it's fine. I'll give you $3.
Your royalty.
You just buy me a McDonald's hamburger, I'll be fine, man.
Buy me a McDouble and ship it.
They're only $1 right now.
Your payment for the hosting.
You gotta act fast.
Is more than your royalties, so yeah, too bad.
Your payment for your hosting.
For the hosting. I paid all out of pocket.
So.
I pay so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Gnomes on Fire writes in, "Hey guys, I'm a first time subscription." I'm not gonna touch that. I'm not gonna go.
I don't know why is that so funny. I don't even understand.
It's funny. Because he spelled it wrong.
He just subscribed to our show.
That's been happening all over the place.
First time subscription.
But this one is particularly funny. This one is especially funny.
That's not even close.
Okay.
It was like, there's the correct word, and there's left field, and that's where you
go. I think it's funny because this is the one where we finally give up, where we finally discover that this is never going to end. This is it.
Cruel world.
This is why I want to be like...
I had a subscription to Nintendo Power once. That was sweet.
Dude, I have a subscription to Game Informer right now.
They have subscriptions. Well, I had a subscription to Lego Magazine.
Oh, dude, that was free. Oh, that was so great. I used to love this.
I'm just saying, Game Informer doesn't have tips and tricks to my favorite Pokemon games.
Well, you know, screw your Pokemon games and your Pokemans.
Screw you. Screw you and your Game Informer.
Your
shoddy journalism.
Shoddy. I don't know what that means.
Shoddy. Shoddy. It means... of poor quality.
Yeah, I would agree to that. I think I could write better than that. I like the screenshots. I like the pretty pictures.
I like to read Game Informer for the pictures.
Okay. Going on, keeps on. He writes to say, but have been listening since around the last few shows when Fumo Jive and JVB were still hosting. That was more than a few shows ago.
It was a while ago.
That was like 5 or 6 shows ago.
That was about like last week, wasn't it? You know?
That was more than a year and a half ago when they were hosting. Whatever, though, but I couldn't help but notice how there seemed to be a special trick that only elites could produce based on the vid.
Tuck and roll.
Oh, okay. And that you also were wondering how this would work, i.e. game type only. What?
Like, would it only work in certain game types, like Spartans versus Elites?
Like, don't question it. Just roll with it.
Just read.
Very punny there, Brent.
We are the voice of the people.
I didn't even recognize the pun until you told me. Thank you.
But my best personal thought was that it could be unique to the armor permutations of Elites only, along with the sprint camo and jetpack of other permutations. I doubt it, but...
I guess you never saw an Elite with a jetpack, so...
Well, I said in the analysis I did was that you only saw the rolling loadout with the Elites. Only the Elites used it. And you didn't see Elites with any of the other loadouts that Spartans had, so.
Yeah. That's pretty lame if only Elites know how to jump and roll. I mean, they don't get jetpacks. Like, that's pretty lame. The Elite going, oh, in the air, it'd be pretty cool.
Bad headshot hitbox. Maybe that's
balance. Yeah. I guess that's one of those balance thingies that we were talking about earlier.
Anyway, an example would be if in Halo 3 the Commando Elite helmet showed allowed sprint, or if aesthetic allowed camo.
Rolling on the river.
This also raises question of you really need to work on your grammar, dude. This also raises the question of a special trait for only Spartans. Just thought I'd put that out there. You guys are awesome and spectacular equals better than sarcastic gamer. Okay. Shout outs to MEA, Cheesecake P, and NSKX Kyle Shot SX.
Nice.
I'm sure those are two upstanding fellows.
I know. Well, I mean, at least he shouted out to somebody that wasn't us. So good job.
Shout outs to Brent.
But
oh, yay.
I think they've specifically said that the armor permutations will not affect gameplay in any way. It's purely cosmetic.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, except for the different look will be a different. Well, like the jetpack dude looks different than the other dude, so I think it will in a way. Like, what? There's no way that you have this huge jetpack on and it doesn't. You can't shoot it. That's not cool.
What are you talking about?
That's not cool, bro.
I'm trying to say that, like, that's an armor permutation would be a jetpack.
A jetpack, yeah. If you have a jetpack loadout, you put a jetpack on it.
Yeah, but
is that's not an armor permutation? That is just something that is on your armor. I wouldn't call it a permutation. It is not something you can choose. It is simply there because it's part of the loadout.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
If you pick the jetpack, you got one.
Do you know what I am saying?
Can you hear the words out coming out of my mouth?
Oh, moving on.
Death Above Us writes, "Hey, PodTech, it is me coming down from my home in the stratosphere." He spelled that right. To tell you that what G. Lewis said is a good idea. Ghost of Onyx game would be pretty awesome. I agree.
I caught an Onyx within the first 5 hours of playing Pokemon Soul Silver.
I got it from a trade.
I actually have a cat.
Well, that's what I got it from too. I didn't catch it. I traded.
Okay.
You have to trade it with something.
Bellsprout.
My cat.
Oh yeah, Bellsprout. Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. it would be like ODST style with you switching the characters and playing with the flashbacks. I don't know if that would work again. I don't think they'll flashback it would be cool. Bring back the Spectre. Are you guys going to do a show about the books? Oh, that'd be cool. You might have before I came to listen. That would be a good idea, I think.
We've never done that before, actually.
Yeah, show idea. About the You're books.
The Halo universe.
Maybe we should get Eric Nyland on then.
Oh, that would be so tight. We should do that. Okay, I'm emailing him tonight.
Do it.
Do it.
That means I have to read the books again.
I think we should do that. Wouldn't it be cool? Like one episode per book?
That'd be actually pretty cool.
Man, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if we got like somebody from 343 Industries on?
Like to give us the books?
Frankie.
About Frankie, I don't know about that. I guess if Frankie might be cool about it. I like
Frankie's
his act.
Pretty cool. I like him.
Frankie's the man. I mean, just be honest.
He still holds a special place in my heart.
Who could? Nobody could write the Friday mix-up like he could.
No, he was the best at it.
Yeah, he was the best. They will be missed.
Connor.
You should do them again on 343. But like the Wednesday mix.
Do them on Wednesday. Middle of week update.
Okay, Brent, I think you should read. Right.
Snipe up.
Last three, or let me read the snipe up, and then you read the last two. Let me go.
Okay.
I'm gonna read X snipe up X, who is submittering. Hey, PodTackler, it's your server terrorist name you gave me in episode 118, I think.
I don't know that at all.
I watched, I think, most of the Halo Legend videos on YouTube.
Halo Legends. He said Halo 2. He says Halo Legends.
I don't know why I said Halo 2. I watched most of the Halo Legend videos on YouTube. I personally think that it would be worth the buy. I rented it. It's okay. My favorites were the prototype and the package. I hope I will be getting it on DVD for my birthday. Yeah, it's pretty cool. In just a few days, keep on fragging trucks.
Yep.
Cool.
I think the only one that I really liked was Origins. But did any of you guys watch any? We should do a show
I haven't seen it.
We should do about a show about the Legends.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Oh boy. Giving them ideas. Oh boy. We told you.
Brent knows what I'm talking about.
What are we talking about?
Never mind, you missed it.
What did I miss? You gotta tell me now.
A show about Halo Legends.
Oh yeah, man, we need to do that. Like today.
After we're done. Welcome to the Halo Legends show.
Well, we might as well get it out of the way while Jeb's here.
Why do you need me? I've never even seen them.
Exactly. I haven't seen them. You haven't seen them.
I haven't. I've only seen like two of them.
Dustin's seen a couple of them.
All right. Well, just for everybody out there, I think the Origins 1 and 2 are really good. I don't really agree with any of the other ones.
Once the Reach Beta comes out, we're going to do.
We need to dedicate a show to the Halo graphic novel.
Yeah, that was good.
I have that lying around here somewhere.
I've got that
on my desk somewhere.
Maybe we should do a show on the extended universe of Halo, the expanded universe. Is that what they consider?
Last time. That was last show. Technically, not technically, kind of.
We did Halo 2 last show.
Well, it was supposed to be Halo 2, it broke down into talk of Halo canon.
We have a round table.
That was good talk.
It was good talk. It was real talk.
Okay, now Brent, can do the last. Brent, you do the last two.
Okay, O&R. A little bit ago, I was playing Halo 3 online, and then I noticed that someone named Brent Gamer was on my team, but then I noticed it was you. Also, is this where you post the random frags? P.S. I'm a huge Podtacular fan. I've been listening since, like, episode 8.
Oh, really?
Well, thank you, O&R. I'm glad you noticed me in matchmaking.
Did he do good or not?
I don't remember.
I want to point out how he spelled noticed.
Yeah.
K-N-O-T-I-E-D.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Naughty. O&R's a naughty boy. Moving on to Ads Well Fit. Hey, it's everyone's favorite ads here with a question to Dusty. Where can I find your transcript of the terminals in Halo 3, as I still haven't read them yet?
Do I have them up? Wow. That's an interesting question. Give me a second.
Computing. Wait, you're not as quick as Cortana.
What? What
now? Oh, that's bad. Yes, but I do have them up. Wow.
Why don't you just email him? He has email, right? He's on Skype as we're talking right now. I can send him.
Yeah, just send him to him. There you go.
For everyone else on the show that might be interested.
I didn't really want these. I just needed some to submit.
I have one for the default terminals for easy, normal, and hard, and then I have one for legendary. And those are located at duststorm.org/h3term/defterm, all one word for both. That's for the default ones, and then the legendary ones are duststorm.org/h3term/ledge term.
So that's whoa.
Slash term.
Confirmed. They are here.
He are not liar.
I got to go into WoW and slash term. Give me a second.
Yeah, haha. Very funny.
Lols.
It was funny.
That may be to lols. Anywho.
I'm about to say Catterdays for the lols, but it's not Catterday.
How do they know?
They don't.
I could be listening on Catterday.
I still think the terminals that HBO had with the Flash thing, they stole my idea. Because I was gonna try to learn Flash and make a Flash applet for it, but they got to it first. I was like, shoot. But I think I was actually the third person up with the full transcriptions of the terminals. I think there were two other sites that had them up before I did.
Did they get the game like before it came out or something?
No, I think they had it when it came out. I think I was just the third person to get them all up there.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's do
But if you did the search for Halo 3 Legendary Terminals, that was the 7th result for a while.
I was like the 15th person on mygamercard.net to get the Agility Orbs achievement in Crackdown.
Oh, really? All 500? Chucky just did that.
Yep.
Wow. I remember doing that. I spent so long looking for the last one, and then my friend found it when he was playing on the Xbox.
Oh, I know.
If you type in G. Lewis, the first thing that comes up is my Twitter.
That last agility orb sucks.
Follow him on Twitter!
If you look up Jeverage, it says, did you mean leverage? And that gives you my Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, I'm going to type that in.
Since we got through all the submissions, Jeff, why
don't you... mean Timothy Hutton?
Your name's Jeff?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yep.
No.
That's where the J comes from.
I didn't know.
Oh, really? Oh.
I didn't know
so,
that.
So, average, where's the average come from?
I don't know. It's a quality... I think beverage is a cool word. The J. It made sense when I did it, which was like 7 years
ago.
No,
it still makes sense, actually.
It makes sense. It's better than Brent Gamer.
That's true. You should just go with like the most generic name where like you put a sports team you like and then fan.
And then
like,
yeah,
Packers
like,
fan. And then
Packers fan 0502.
You follow five people on Twitter, but you're on Twitter.
I'm never on Twitter.
But you follow five. Who do you follow?
Remember, let me check my Twitter and see who I follow.
Obviously, Jeff Knightley and Major Nelson are two of them.
Jeff Knightley.
Jeff Keighley, Mr. Keighley.
My bad.
I guess you probably don't follow
okay.
me.
I follow Major Nelson, Stephen Colbert, Leo Laporte, Will Harris, and Lisa Etheridge.
Oh, I thought
you would know
Patrick.
If you watched This Week in Tech.
Who now?
It's a long story.
No, who is it? No, I watched This Week in Tech.
Oh, did you watch the one a few weeks ago where they had everybody fought? What?
Well, no, I didn't hear who you were following.
Oh,
I know you're talking about
Lisa Tickled Pink. Where they have a few weeks ago they had everybody follow
has,
this.
Has Major Nelson ever?
She had 3 followers and now she has 28,869.
I haven't listened to it in a while. I mostly listen to This Week in Google nowadays because Gina Trapani's a lesbian and I think that's hilarious.
Okay.
The only reason.
Does that come up a lot on This Week in Google?
No. But it's funny knowing that every time Gina Trapani talks, she's coming from the point of view of a lesbian.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm not sure.
I can't wait till my Twitter has a verified account thing next to it.
What, it's going to suck if Gina Trapani like secretly listens to the show. She's like, how dare they? And then I would have to publicly apologize.
Oh, you be right in the...
I apologize right now. I'm sorry, Gina Trapani. I love you. I secretly do love you. You're the only reason I listen to that show. Gina Trapani is awesome.
What do you think of the only reason people listen to our show is listen to you?
Maybe the two people that listen to me?
No, I said, what if she was
for me?
I said, what if the only reason that she was listening was to hear you?
Then she'd be bisexual.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, maybe right. not. Maybe you not. Get... Maybe she just listens to me because she thinks I'm cool. Maybe she doesn't have like
no,
a...
No, that's not possible. I don't see that.
Okay, now let's be honest here,
Okay,
Brent.
Let's be honest here, yeah. Oh.
I don't see why Major Nelson needs to have ads in his blog.
Make him more money. He's got to pay for that Cashfly host. You would think Cashfly would just like let him have it. Because he says Cashfly after every show, doesn't he?
No.
Pretty sure.
I mean, if you think about it, Major Nelson's podcast is kind of an advertisement in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's like one big Xbox ad. I like it. I like the interviews and stuff. But it is to promote Xbox.
Yeah, it is.
So you have all these Xbox fans that listen to Major Nelson. I mean, you would think that you would want to have your hosting service promoted on that podcast, you know? That's a lot of people
I listen
to Major Nelson.
Well, just because he has ads doesn't mean they don't give it to him. Maybe he just wants more money.
Yeah, maybe he just brings money, yeah. He's got to play for that gold-plated hot tub.
There you go.
I don't know if a Splinter Cell Conviction bundle is worth, like... Do they have a new Splinter Cell Conviction bundle coming out for the 360? I don't know if that grants.
I don't get most of these bundles that come out.
I can see the ODST.
I have a 360 already, so
I don't
automatically
understand.
Don't care.
I don't understand the Final Fantasy XIII Xbox 360 bundle. Because the Xbox, I like different colored 360s. I think that's cool in a bundle, you know, like with the, I mean, even though it wasn't especially good looking, like the Halo 3, green. Halo 3, it was a green one, yeah. That's kind of cool, like that. But they didn't even give it a faceplate on the Final Fantasy 13 bundle. It just literally comes with Final Fantasy 13. That's it.
Yeah.
And two controllers.
I liked the Resident Evil 5 one that was red. I didn't like that game, but I liked the
red console. The red thing's cool.
Yeah.
Like I'd even like be fine if you just let me buy faceplates anymore, but I can't find them. They don't sell them anymore, or they don't make new ones at least.
There's a couple websites where you can make a design and they'll make it. They'll print it for you.
Do they look good though? Do they look like?
Well, I mean, if your design looks good, yeah, they look good.
I got to get vanilla on my 360 now. No, right on the front.
No.
Even though I'm playing on PS3,
that would damage my 360 because I would hit it with a hammer.
You would secretly whisper to it at night, "I love you."
I cannot see that happening. Maybe the Saz.
Oh, I love Saz. Get Saz on the front and whisper to it.
So since we,
no, I wouldn't have to hide my love for Saz. I'm very open with that.
Yeah.
Since that's we cool. Read all the submissions, Jerver, do you want to tell us a little about Weekly Porridge and what kind of inspired that?
What kind of inspired it as a whole, or just this new one?
No, do the old one first, and then we'll talk about the new one.
All right. Well, it's a pretty detailed story with how the first one got started.
Go for it. We have to.
I was being sarcastic. It's not detailed at all.
Well, yeah.
I was sitting in my room. I was sort of thinking, like, you know, it'd be cool if Podtacular had a comic. So, I went into Photoshop with zero artistic skill, and I drew one up, and that was how it started.
And it came out with zero.
Yep, I did. You've seen the new ones. They're not much better, except they have a little bit of color.
I mean, it's a unique style.
No, I'm not. Pardon?
I think it's kind of a unique style. I mean, yeah.
Well, I guess it is unique. I mean, that's
not necessarily visually.
That's what I was thinking. I thought you did it on purpose. I didn't think you just do it because that's all you can do.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a tablet or something that I could actually draw with, but I was just using my mouse in Photoshop.
Yeah.
I'd do much better.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
Like I took a.
Sometimes things don't have to look necessarily great to be good.
No, I know.
I mean, take a look at XKCD.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. That's a perfect example, actually. I do not want to compare myself with XKCD because I love them more than any man should love anything. But but yeah, that was how it started. I just thought it'd be cool to have a webcomic, and I sort of wrote it. Based on the people I knew from
Okay, what was you, okay, can I ask you a question, a personal question?
Yes.
Why did you make me a big G?
Because I didn't know you very well, and I knew your name was G. Lewis.
So you just made me a big G. Why did you add me?
I don't remember. I think you probably asked.
Oh.
Or you were relevant to some joke I was making. I don't know.
Like
I don't remember
else,
much about doing Weekly Porridge.
Like everybody else was very, like, I mean, the character made sense. Like, one guy was in this, one guy was Alice is a big
DM. DM didn't make sense. He was a cat. There's no reason
for
that.
Well,
or why Painkiller is a meatball. I don't understand that, but.
Meatball.
Yes.
I just thought it was funny.
That was
I can never figure out why I was a big G. But didn't you have t-shirts, or weren't there t-shirts at the time?
Yeah, there were t-shirts up in the store.
There were?
Yeah.
There was just a picture of all the characters, and it said Weekly Porridge on it. It took me like 2 minutes. I just said, "Fumo, here's a thing. Make a t-shirt out of it." And he was like, "Okay."
Did you buy one?
Yeah, I had one. I didn't buy it though. My dad prints shirts, so I just gave him one and he made it. I don't think it's still, plus it'd be too small for me now. I don't know.
Did you ever wear it to school?
No, not to school. I think I wore it like once or twice. I don't know if it was in public. I hope not.
So why'd you come back with the new ones?
Because I'm still in the IRC chat, which has since seceded from Podtacular due to creative differences.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, I'm still in. Pardon?
I'm just saying, okay.
Shit's going down.
No.
So why did it succeed, Mister?
Gloves off, motherfucker.
No, there was a whole drama thing. Whatever. Anyway,
wasn't there somebody being like very mean on there? And then I don't
think so. There might have been. That wasn't why we left, though. I don't, this is a whole other story.
Well, this is Logan. We'll blame it on Logan Payne.
No, it's all dialed.
That's what I do.
But that's another story. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, you guys got me off topic.
We were talking about Weekly Porridge and the new...
Yeah, and where was I in the story?
You were still in the IRC.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. I was in the IRC. I'm still in the IRC with, like, Painkiller and DM7000, Zervon, Keto, all those old people, Jay Burton. And we were talking about Weekly Porridge for whatever reason, and somebody suggested that I bring it back. And I said, why not? I'll do a little series.
And now it's Meatball.
Porridge, the Meatball Returns. Yeah.
What gave you the inspiration for the name?
For the Meatball Returns?
Yeah.
Well, I figured people like Painkiller the most. At least yeah. I did. He was my why'd favorite.
You wanna, yeah, Painkiller's
the most memorable character. Yeah, because he is a meatball.
Why'd you want to make yourself the bad guy?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. So, I mean, as much as I love myself, I'm not a very interesting character. So I just sort of stood there and held Painkiller back as he did stupid things.
Now that you have your own comic about the gaming community, or your community at least.
I don't really have – it's a comic about a meatball.
Exactly. So
it's not really about
– Now that you've got – when are you going to start your own gaming convention?
And what will it be called? And what's the date?
It's going to be called Max.
It's going to be called Wax.
Meatball. Meatball Action Expo.
Wax.
What's are there any old characters that will be returning?
I'm going to be all mysterious and say I can't say.
Okay. If you want the absolute truth,
that's my mysterious answer that people want to hear. The absolute truth is I don't know yet because I'm making it up as I go along.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like Lost. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't watch it, so I can't be upset, but I imagine there will be some people.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So you're like Lost. Oh, he's making up a joke. We've seen that before. You're stealing that idea? I bet you they copyrighted it.
They copyrighted the go with it. Everybody believes you've had it all planned out the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, thanks, Jeff.
What do these numbers mean? Absolutely nothing.
Well, we thought about it for hours and we couldn't figure out anything, so we just figured that they didn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't figure it out. So.
I couldn't figure it out, so I gave up.
Neither could the writers.
This is gonna be. I feel bad for Dustin because I've made him censor this show so much, and I feel bad. I'm gonna cuss him. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
There's
that was for you.
There's another one.
There's another one. Mark it down, Dustin.
I just wanted to contribute something to the editing process.
No, I'm just glad that I wasn't the only one edited out now. So
that's my beep now. That's
Greg
my
had
beep.
Two, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I said effing. I guess it's close enough.
Yeah, he censored himself.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I censored
PC.
Myself.
I'll go back and listen.
I used to like verbally like censor myself. Like I would.
But no, I have, let's see, 8-11 marks right now.
Sorry.
12 of which are Brent.
We should have like a curse jar where I have to pay a buck every time.
Oh boy.
I've heard of parents doing that to their kid.
We did that when I was a kid. We never used it though.
No.
It was always there, but
if I used it, everybody in my family would be bankrupt. Like we'd have to like file a Chapter 13.
Even though all your money is in a jar in your kitchen.
I know it's all in. We'll just go get
what
it.
What happened to your money? It's in our kitchen. We'll just go get it. We can't. It's a
we can't.
Jar.
We cursed.
Where is that money potentially going to be going to? We don't know. We haven't figured it out
sorry.
Yet. We're like, lost. We're figuring it out.
We enjoy dropping F bombs too much.
I knew a couple friends that. They enforced if they used a curse word, everyone else in the room got to punch them as hard as they could.
Oh. We should enforce that's, like a drinking
like
game, like where everybody every time someone curses, everybody has to drink.
Oh no!
I would enjoy that.
Instead of underage swearing.
I'm not underage, so whatever. That's cool for me.
See, that's a game that will actually increase itself. Like, as the game goes on, people have to drink more and more and more.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
And it's a game that has a very high replay value.
I know, it's got great replay.
Oh, jeez.
What's your kill-death spread? Oh.
Is Soul Silver and Heart Gold the only ones that have more than 8 badges? Like, do Platinum and all them just have 8?
Heart, Gold, and Soul Silver have 16 badges.
Yeah, but I mean, are they the only ones that have more than 8? So that was what I asked.
I don't know about that.
Gold and Silver, Gold, Silver, and Crystal, the original ones only have 16.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just trying to say that, like, do Platinum and all them, do they have 8?
No. I'm pretty sure that the Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald only had 8. Yeah.
So Soul Silver is the only one that's more than 8. But, like, the Johto ones are freaking easy.
Johto.
Right. They're easy, but it back in the day, it was cool being able to go back to Kanto.
Yeah.
Back when Silver and Gold were new.
Oh, yeah, God, I mean, it wasn't really that cool.
Like a trip down memory lane.
Because it was stupid, because it was easy.
I mean,
you would seriously, like, beat it in, like, I don't know, it would literally take, like, I don't know, 5 hours to beat that part. Even if you didn't even have to do it if you didn't want to, right?
I'm one of those people that likes to take my time, though, in Pokemon.
Pokemon, gotta catch them. Like, my only problem
I really do try to catch them all.
My only problem with my obsession with the game was that all of my characters had to be the same level all the time. I don't know, I had some weird thing that I didn't want to have somebody who was the weakest.
That's actually a pretty good idea, because what I do is I just have this. I usually have my starter.
Well, that's what I'm doing, actually, is I catch Pokemon, I kind of level them up equally to a certain point, and my starter sticks are usually about 10 levels ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that with the ones I catch. I just do it with the ones I have in my.
My starter is literally 40 levels ahead of everybody else on my team.
I'm trying to balance it this time, but
I'm trying to too. But it's tough, man, because if you want those effort values, you have to individually use every Pokemon in a battle. You can't use the experience share item.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it doesn't.
I usually do is I'll have two Pokemon pair, and I'll put the weaker or lower level one.
Yeah, and then switch them out.
Yeah.
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 They get the effort value. It just takes so long, man.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, it is a lot easier to just have one person and just have that person just kill it.
That's what I love about the legendary birds, because they all start out at 50.
But they're also hard to kill.
70, I thought. No, that's 50. Yeah, you're right.
Lugia starts at 40.
If you have silver.
Oh, yeah. They're opposite.
Can you catch all of them now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in Soul Silver, can you get...
In Soul Silver, they also have the Generation 4 Pokemon from Platinum and Diamond and Pearl.
You can technically catch Mew, can you?
Oh, so you can... So there's like 300 of them now?
No, there's about 500.
Jesus Christ.
Like, that's much now.
Ugh. The Generation the 4 Pokemon are like, they're not even trying. Like, they just look stupid. They're not parodies of real animals anymore. They're just random designs. I mean, like, the classic...
I like the original 150.
Yeah, that's when I lost interest
of animals or, yeah.
After the
I was all right with the ones introduced in silver and gold.
Yeah, those were okay, but then once it hit fourth gen, it got a little ridiculous.
Third gen was all right, too. I remember a lot of Pokemon I liked third gen.
Was.
I didn't play third or fourth gen, so I don't have to worry about it.
I don't care about those ones, because I didn't play
it. Isn't it the...
It's Diamond, Pearl, and
Platinum. Diamond, Pearl, yeah. I have not played those. I've played first, second, and third gen, though.
I wish they made one game where I could catch them all instead of having to trade some of them.
But then that takes away from the purchasing power of the franchise.
So should I buy gold and then me and Brent should trade?
Yeah, you should.
I'll trade with you guys.
Are you going to buy gold?
We're going to throw down. We're going to posse up.
Well, I mean, you can't really
beat up over the kids online.
We're going to make the Pokemon's Guild of Podtacular.
I mean, you can't trade over the internet unless you're using an emulator, right?
You can trade over the internet.
No, you can trade over the internet now with the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi Connect.
Even in old games.
Not in old
games. No. Just with the DS games.
Just the DS titles.
No, I'm not going to trade with your red Pokemon's.
Oh, you're talking about the new gold one.
I'm talking about Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Okay.
Because, I mean, how in the world am I going to
get... I want to buy a DS now.
See, you're behind the times, man. Get the XL.
Yeah, man.
How much is the XL?
It's on searching it right now.
180.
Oh, boy. No, just buy the regular DS. Don't get a DSi. The DSi is a little waste of time.
It has a camera on it, Greg. You can take a picture of yourself.
But you're not going to use it. You have a phone that can do that.
I'll get an original.
My phone can't connect to my DS. I can't, you know, show up on my DS.
I probably get like an original DS since I have big hands.
You want the DS Lite. DS Lite is significantly improved over the DS Fan.
Yeah. DS Lite in almost every way.
Yeah.
DS Lite can play old games.
Trust me, I had a DS Fat day one. That thing is compared to DS Lite.
The DSi.
Another one, Brent. Thanks.
Ding! I'll send my $50 this month.
DSi can't even play all the games, but DS Lite can play all the games.
DS Lite can play all the games?
Okay. DSi can play all the games. There are some games coming out that require you have a DSi. Because require the camera.
Oh, son of
a... Because DS Lites, they're on here for like 85 used.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap now.
So. You can't get you can't play Guitar Hero on the DSi.
That's true, because the peripheral requires the
GBA
DS Lite.
You can't play all the games on DSi.
But I'm saying there are games coming out that require DSi.
The only games you can't play on DSi are games that require something like Guitar Hero 1.
You probably don't want to play anyway, because I heard that game kind of sucked.
Yeah,
I never did.
What do you guys have? I have the light. I have the white light.
I have the light, too.
I've got a black light.
I don't have one at the moment.
My DS Lite's all broken. Like the bottom screen, it's not aligned, so it's like it's too, and I can't fix it. It's like the actual screen itself is it's too far to the right, and I can see where the backlight is like breaking into it a little bit. So if you move your head too far to the right, you can see this like line of white.
Would you consider the DSi or the XL? Would you consider either one?
The XL. If I had the money, I'd get an XL, but it's just
I'd like an XL, but yeah.
I like it because I like the bigger screen.
Yeah, I don't. When I'm playing my DS, it's usually like in my house anyway.
I don't take it on the go.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be.
I would definitely like the bigger screen.
Well,
I guess that's true. Like, I don't play my PSP Go outside of my house, even though it's made.
So you don't go with it?
No, I don't.
It's supposed to go. That's what it's for.
But the battery sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
I was under the impression that everything about the PSP Go sucked.
No, they got some good games. I guess if you buy a new one, the DSi XL is only $20 more than a DSi, but paying $200 for a game system when you got
any Greg.
Like, I would just spend $300 and get a PS3, Dustin.
I'm not a big PS fan, though. I don't like many games that are on the PS.
You don't? The PS?
PlayStation. PlayStation.
You don't like God of War?
I don't like God of War, honestly.
You don't like Metal Gear Solid?
I haven't played Metal Gear. So
you haven't... what about Stardust HD?
That one looks a little...
How about Flower?
Flower.
The only
game I've played on the PS3 that I've liked is Pain.
Super Rub-A-Dub? That's a real game. You not.
It is. It's true.
Ding.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I stayed up too late. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess we can wrap this up then. So we
need to wrap it up.
I just did the Best Buy game selector, and I was selected as the Xbox 360 should be the game console that I bought.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I would have never guessed.
Oh, Greg, how much would a DS Lite be if I bought it from Best Buy with your discount?
Well, that's illegal, or I would get fired since you're doing this recording.
It wouldn't be illegal if you bought it and then you just happened to give it to Dustin as a gift.
Oh, it's a gift, and he gave me money back.
And he gave you money, yeah. If he accidentally gave you money as a gift first, and then you bought him the or the DS as a gift,
I don't get anything off.
That's fine.
I think I told you that.
You don't get a discount?
Not off the game consoles. I get what Best Buy pays, and we don't make any money off game consoles.
No.
Like off a computer, we don't make any money off computers. We just make money off the extra credit.
So they'll co-sign on your lease, but they won't let you get a discount.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyways.
I can get games fairly cheap, but not the system.
All right. Okay. I need to get going soon.
No, you don't. It's just
I do, though.
I'm just kidding.
You're like, guys, I gotta go. I don't like being around you. I'm not gonna like
you. This whole thing was cute and everything, but for real.
It was fun for the first 5 minutes, but honestly, I mean.
Just keep going on and on and on about the same stuff.
Pokemans.
I love me some Pokemans.
I do too. In fact, I've been leveling up this whole time.
Potentially helping you level up and stay there.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, I forgot that.
Yeah. No,
thank you.
You forgot about that?
Yeah.
I did. Okay, I need to. They have a deal at Best Buy this week that if you buy one game, you get one game half off. Should I get Zuzu Pets?
Oh yeah, get that.
For sure.
Should I get Style Savvy?
I suggest the Imagine Babies Party for Nintendo Wii.
There you go.
I think the actual title is Imagine Babies Party Babies.
Oh really?
The baby the babies is not BABIES. It's BABYZ. That's how you know it's cool.
I should never have sold all my DS games a long time ago.
But you're about to say I should have never sold Imagine Babies.
I should never have sold that to GameStop. Never done that.
Okay.
We have original Xbox games on BestBuy.com? Are you kidding me? Sorry.
don't chill your store or anything.
To the actual update part of the show, we are moving the site back over to DreamHost. With a virtual private server, so we can actually have a properly hosted IRC, which...
Is that the whole reason why we're doing it?
That's part of the reason. Another reason is, so, like, right now, if for those who go to the homepage, it's really slow to load, and the forums take a while to load as well. Putting it over... So just switching hosts is going to make it go faster anyways. And...
Are you dissing WaffleNet?
No, I'm just saying that we can get better service for the same price.
Okay, I'll ask you some questions after we're done.
Okay. So we're moving that over, and that's probably going to happen within the next 3 weeks as the complete move over. What else is there? Hopefully we'll have a new forum theme and homepage theme out in time for Reach, different color scheme and everything, and
St. Patrick's Day theme. A little late.
I endorse that.
Hopefully, we'll have Podtacular Pro kind of in the works by the time the new site comes around.
What in the world?
Tell us about Pod Pro, Dustin.
I should have G. Lewis tell you about that, because he hasn't done much anything about that.
Sorry, I'm just reading about right now how Ubisoft is giving $10 million to make a 20-minute film about Ghost Recon.
$10 million?
That is ridiculous. Why don't you just give me $10 million and I'll make a film?
Oh, man, you give me $10 million, I'll...
Ubisoft's
there are a lot
on
of things
my,
I will do for $10 million bucks.
Ubisoft's in the doghouse with me right now. I don't want to think about that.
That is ridiculous. For $10 million for a 20-minute film? Wow.
Come on, Microsoft, where's our Halo movie?
Come on, for real. $10 million? Come on. I guess what they were budgeting the Halo movie at $100 million, so I guess movies are expensive.
Come on, Microsoft, where's our Halo movie?
Do not
Anywho,
watch.
Podacular Pro, I think we might do like a little we would love to do it. It's just when we talk about it, when it comes to like the time where we can do it, it doesn't seem like we don't have any interest, especially from people that are a part of the site, not like members, but like admin people.
So what is Podtacular Pro, Mr. Greg, before we move on?
The clan?
Yeah, tell us about the clan.
The clan, what it originally was, we don't know if it'll be the same thing or if it'll be called Podtacular Pro. But what it originally was is the more experienced players who wanted to be more competitive. I wouldn't really call it the better players, but you did have to make a sort of approval process before you just came in. You couldn't just become a pro day one if you wanted to. Yeah, Brent did, but he was funny. Well, you might. I mean, if you're good, you can. But if you suck, you can't. So
I sucked. I got in day one. You can beat the system, everybody.
basically what PodPro is just a place for competitive people. But Rec is non-competitive. You have good players in both, but the competitive people, people that like want to do matches, and
people that want to
talk smack and stuff, people who don't really care about that and just want to, you know, forge, I don't know, zombies or Halo tracks and all that stuff.
I thought you were about to say forge lifelong relationships with friends.
Yeah, Halo Harmony.
I wanted to say forge isn't a tool for a game, but yeah. You know how that, you know that old song and dance? But
same old story, same old song and dance.
Yeah, that's what Podlogger Pro is. Basically, it's a place for us to be competitive. People who want to be competitive to be competitive. At least that's my rendition. I don't think it's a lot more than that. But that's easily, if you're not competitive, it's not gonna work out. Like you can still not, you can still not be good. Still want to win.
Yeah. So if you live to win, join Podtacular Pro today.
If you're in it,
or sign up to get in it. Rather,
that should be what our
Up to get a chance to be in Pod Pro.
That's what we should call it. If you're in it to win it.
Now, do I have to try out to be in Pod Pro, Mr. Lewis?
We will talk about that. Maybe you can be an Overlord. We need Pro A and Pro B. So you can be
Am I going to be Overlord? Sweet.
I mean, you are a host now, so you got more responsibility.
Get to be a peon. Sweet.
Were you ever staff in Pro B?
I was a member. I never made it to staff.
Anywho.
But yes. There's that, and then Podtacular Prime will hopefully be undergoing.
This is Podtacular Prime will be here the same day that Blu-ray comes on Xbox. That's all gonna happen.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Greg.
I'm just saying that it's a very good idea.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Greg.
I just think that us as college students, maybe if we have KBC lead it up, he seems to be pretty okay with business stuff. I don't know.
He doesn't have an HD capture card yet. I don't think.
No, I mean, like, give us the idea of what we should do. Because he had an idea for business. And, like, the whole point of it is to make money to pay for hosting.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to, like, the whole idea came, it wasn't like, we want to give you guys cooler stuff. I'm just kidding.
Look, the whole idea is that I got to pay off my gold plated hot tub.
No, we would really like to give you guys a lot more cool stuff. We just can't because, number one, time is an issue. And if you're not getting paid for something, you're really not going to go 100% into something.
And
plus, I like to think that I give it my 100%.
But, I mean, it's not like this whole thing we're talking about payments. You're still going to get exactly what you get now. It's just if you pay, you'll get more. Kind of like the Rooster Teeth thing.
Well, it'll be basically a subscription-based thing where if you subscribe, you'll get a certain quota of
stuff,
recording time to record films and be able to download them.
But see, to do this, we're going to have to add DRM to our podcast so that every time you listen to the podcast, you have to be online, and it checks it constantly. And the second you go offline, it actually loses your place in the podcast.
Make me angry.
Actually,
don't lose your place anymore. They fixed that.
Oh, fixed that? Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have ours work that way for the first month and then fix it. Just to keep up with tradition. If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, is it Ubisoft? Yeah, Ubisoft's new DRM system where you have to be connected to the internet to play PC games. If they're Ubisoft.
Not multiplayer games. Like Assassin's Creed 2 is all single player and you have to be online.
Yeah, we're talking about like Assassin's Creed and Prince of Persia.
They're doing it for Splinter Cell.
Live out nowhere, yet they're big into games, and they go buy the game at retail, and then they go take it home.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, Dustin's got
to do it
himself.
I'll let you get away with that one for free if you will deduct a buck from mine. You're the one that has to edit them anyway.
Yeah, but I only did it once.
Exactly, so now I only have to pay $49. What I'm saying, though, is if Ubisoft sees that it's making more money than it did before the DRM, I wouldn't expect it to go away anytime soon.
I don't think it will. They seem like they're sticking to their guns, which makes me unhappy, but it's going
to
happen.
I mean, I hate stuff like that, too, but
Comcast probably gave them money to do that.
Money talks and bull blank walks, as they say.
Does Steam make you do that?
No.
No.
No, Steam is cool. I bought a Torchlight for $5 on Steam yesterday.
Yeah, you're usually online with Steam anyway, but you can put it in offline mode if you're not.
Yes.
Doesn't require it.
Correct.
Right.
Also, on the hosting side of things, we're canceling Libsyn and
what?
Self-hosting all of our podcasts. That's why the cost is going to be the same.
Oh, boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Is RSS going to be the same?
What?
We're going to have to redo the iTunes then.
Sorry. We'll redirect it to a new feed that we'll have.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked this over with Krunk for about 2 days. And
so I'm about to redo my feed on my phone for the show.
No. If everything works out correctly, the current feed will actually redirect to the new feed, and then iTunes will pull from the new feed, and it'll be the same place.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
So if you're worried about having to resubscribe, don't worry about it. It should fix it on its own when the time comes.
Just make sure you're online at all times while you're listening.
Yeah, we'll be self-hosting all of it since we have unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth with the new hosting. And I think that's it in terms of website news. Anything from past?
This is the part of the meeting where half the place is asleep.
Anything?
Oh yeah.
Anything from PAX East you guys want to talk about?
No. I wish I were at PAX East, but I'm not right now.
I don't know what's going on. So
I mirror that.
The Nerd Campus thing looks cool, but you know I'm not there, so I can't.
I'm not there either, so. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I was though. Dustin, is there any budget for plane tickets to there?
You're buying your own way.
Okay, so I guess that's a no.
until we get a surplus of donations, yeah, not gonna happen.
I'm telling you, man, we get a surplus of donation, we're going to PAX Prime this year.
Oh yeah. No, screw that. We're gonna waste it all on dumb stuff.
Bouncy balls. But we can waste it all on dumb stuff in Seattle.
Oh, let's do it.
Right.
Why don't we just do it in like Guadalajara or someplace?
Or we can do it in Dallas.
Millions of people have been to Seattle. Come on,
we can do it in Dallas this year.
There's nothing here in Dallas. There's except condoms to go.
I knew that was going to be brought up.
Can't go an episode without talking about condoms to go. Think about it. We could get a sponsorship from them.
No.
It's not that we advertise them every single episode anyway. Might as well cash in.
Might as well.
Okay. I just couldn't believe that was an actual business.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay. Man,
we've exhausted
just about every possibility of talkable topics right now.
Oh, I have a ton of them. I just can't bring them up.
What did you think about that? Beep, 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 beep.
I'll rephrase
that. I don't
that.
Have that much money this month, guys. I can't talk about it.
Send in your comments, questions, and submissions to submissions@podtacular.com. Our show is community-based, based on your submissions, community-centered, based on your submissions. So be sure to submit. Watch podtacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show.
And make sure you are online all times while at podtacular.com.
Must be online.
Be sure to check out our website at podtacular.com. And while you're there, come drop a line in the forums and get involved with the community.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out the bills by donating through PayPal, blah, 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 following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
Or on Google Listen like I do.
I don't subscribe to the show. I'm sorry, guys.
You host the show. You're exempt.
I host it. I am exempt.
There you go.
So everybody who's been a host on the show, you don't need to do it no more.
It's like government workers that get tax exempt status.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
Well, you finally took Achievement Junkie off. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Been
it's
off
gone, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. Been off for a while.
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah. But they still have it on the website.
Yeah. next week, we will be doing Halo 2 Farewell for Multiplayer Tales.
The eulogy show.
Dolph thou died while thou'st be on.
It's not a eulogy. It might have been a eulogy in like medieval time.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh. Okay. I'm saying this is our swan song.
Anyways.
To Halo 3? Or?
To Halo 2.
Halo 2.
This ain't Halo 3 swan song. That won't occur for another console generation.
No, it's going to be gone pretty soon. Like,
well, I mean, it'll still be played, I bet, even with Reach coming, but I think Halo 3 will go out faster than Halo 2 did.
Yeah. Bata, 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 boom.
But yes.
The candle that burns twice as brightly.
Hopefully we will have a special guest, thanks to G. Lewis, next week. Hopefully.
In 2 weeks and 3 weeks. We'll have some cool guests. Not to say that our coolest guest of the year probably was on this episode, you know.
Sorry that we can't find any cool guests. We'll try to get them on later.
No, I was trying to say that our coolest guest was definitely on this week.
I would say so. I mean, Duststorm is just amazing.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
It was a lie.
It
was a lie. Don't worry about it, guys.
We're just trying to make you feel better until you go.
Yeah. I'm joking.
That's all right.
He has a much better gamer tag than both G. Lewis and I.
Who? Duststorm?
Duststorm.
I mean,
it's pretty clever.
I'll see how mine's cooler than yours.
We get it like a Duststorm, like by day I am Dustin Pettigrew, but by night I am the Duststorm. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm just Brent Gamer, like, what's your name, Brent? What do you do? Game.
Yeah, but I mean...
And G. Lewis is just like, what's your name, Greg? What's your last name, Lewis? So you're G. Lewis? Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah, but see, I'm bad weather.
That's not weather. I hope that.
I mean, at least it's a cool pun. It's like, I mean, you don't want to get caught in a dust storm. In some places, dust storms will kill you. You'll suffocate or something. Like, sandstorms can kill people in the, like, Gobi Desert. Dust storms are awesome. Brent Gamer is not. See the difference?
I think Brent
Gamer. That's why today
you illustrated
I am changing my gamer tag.
I think you are
Ultra
awesome.
Span 679.
You know, to be honest with you, if you had a weird gamer tag, I probably would not have asked you to be on the show, to be honest.
Like the listeners that. Can't see this, but Dustin says that we didn't plug Drunk Tank this episode.
Oh, you just plugged it!
Well, I mean, think about it. At least now we have a reason to plug it.
Now.
Have Mr. Bernie Burns coming on the show.
Shut the heck up, you didn't have a plug.
To be fair, I am greatly influenced by the Drunk Tank. I owe all of my podcasting experience to listening to the Drunk Tank every single week.
Even though he's been on a number of shows.
We are paying to have Bernie Burns on the show, so I guess it does deserve to be plugged.
It finally deserves to be plugged.
Yes. After all this time, someone listened.
Well, you might be thanking me. Maybe Bernie listens to the show and he's like, hey, those guys plugged the Drunk Tank. I should go on their show, you know?
That's not exactly how it happened.
No. I like to dream.
Took many an email for him to say yes.
I got a...
I'm just kidding. It just took one.
This is an older story. Back when I was in ninth grade, I was in a speech and communications class where we had to give oral presentations and learn how to do public speaking and stuff like that. And I had to give an oral presentation on... something that I enjoy, so I chose red versus blue, and it needed to be appropriate for school. So I mean, I was looking for red versus blue episodes that didn't drop F bombs, right?
Good luck with that.
I couldn't find any, so I actually emailed Gus Cirola, and he like emailed me back like really really mean, like, hey kid, what are you doing? Like, and then he like pointed me towards like the worst episode ever, like they dropped it like 15 times. is kind of cool because that's exactly how I expect Gus to act in real life.
It is.
It was actually really, really cool.
So you're trying to say if he's on the show, then you were going to.
I'm going to bring that up.
Do it.
Members.
Do it.
Then he would, like, leave.
Do it.
Oh, you're that kid.
Gus was cool. I love Gus.
I'll say this after the recording.
You don't have to pay into the curse jar.
Yes. Thanks everyone for listening. This has been episode 221 of Podtacular. I am Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
I am the ever talented Quality Jeffers.
Talented indeed.
That was not necessary. I'm trying to get the last word in here. I'm Quality Jeffers, and we're now done.
We're not done.
No, we're done.
This episode is not done.
It's over.
See, here's the thing. We're kind of like Pokemon trainers, if you think about it, as podcasters, because we keep looking for guest hosts to come on the show. It's like we're catching guest hosts, and we've got to try and catch them all. See what I'm saying? See, so we essentially caught Jevridge just now. We threw the proverbial podcasting ultra ball at Jevridge.
You caught Jevridge.
It shook three times, and then it closed.
While Jevridge appears.
This week on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio episode 232 features an exclusive interview with Shockwave, the founder of Team Xbox. Podtoid will be about Cave Story, probably, and how people who have finished the Hell Level are cooler than people who haven't. Who's that Pokemon? Find out on Podtacular. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.